You having girl problems, I feel bad for you, son. I got 99 problems, but a bitch ain't one. I got the rap.
Choose your next words carefully, Leonidas. They may be your last.
Madman. You're a madman. Blasphemy. This is madness.
This is Sparta!
We have left Britney Spears, Kim Kardashian, Paris Hilton, and that's what we have to look forward to, Kanye West. Good morning, everybody. Good morning. Good afternoon. Good evening. We're global.
I mean, the lines are blowing up.
We had our shop, which is actorsbreakdown.com/shop, S-H-O-P-P-E. Look at you. All right, anybody, I'll be right with you.
I'm not insulting you, but I just kept thinking about Howard Stern.
Yeah.
I was looking at, listening to your show, I don't know, the other day when I was just checking out what to expect. But I said to my husband, I'm going to be Mary Poppins to your Howard Stern.
I just kept hearing it. I'm ducking and everything, died in the house. I got scared. I dropped my hot pocket.
Said, something ain't right. I said, oh, man. She said, oh, man, the building is on fire. I said, no, what? I got my three kids, and we bounced out. We ain't going to be in no fire. Not today.
Brother, it's time for the mortals to pay.
Release the Kraken.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the show. We got a very late start today. My bad. My computer went out. I had to put an emergency backup computer on. I know I probably lost my morning crew because they're thinking I'm not on, and I don't know if Blog Talk put me on live or not. But anyway, I got a feeling they'll find me. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Welcome to the show. I am Brian with No Coffee. Sucks. Badly. We are global. Today is April 15th, 2021. Have you got your vaccination in? Yeah, there's a controversy. I'm getting mine in 2 weeks. I think 2 weeks. So make sure you're vaccinated. I don't want to be the only moron out there that's protected. We have an interesting show today, and I am just contacting, there we go, we have an interesting show today. We had a controversy talk about transgender, and I know I lost half my audience because you guys are thinking I'm on at 7 a.m., and I am, but I couldn't, and you probably came in for the last half an hour, and I wasn't there, but I'll talk anyway. Maybe you'll find me. I was thinking about this, and we talked about this subject, and it's a hot subject, and I do know some people who are transgendered. We had a person who I like. She was on a show, Tori, very nice person. Angela, who's she comes in once in a while. And her daughter, I think, transitioned, or son transitioned. And I was going to lay off the subject because it got to be a hot subject. So I was up at 3 o'clock in the morning, and I saw an article. Bottom line, here we go. The psychiatry expert, if there is one, scientifically said there is no such thing as a transgender. Now, I said this on a show about months ago, and you guys just whooped my ass. Some people think it's a social media thing. I mean, you know, I'm an old school dude. When I was growing up, a girl used to climb up a tree, play baseball, play football, ran as fast as any other boy. She used to wear boys' clothes. She used to call herself a tomboy. But she knew she was a girl. She had her girl parts. When I was growing up, we had men dressed like women. There was a category. Cross-dressers. Transvestites. Freaks. But, I mean, it was so good that they used to, I grew up in Hollywood, and they used to have restaurants for shows. Used to be dinner shows. And you can go in there, La Cage, you know, you heard La Cage Arc Falls and stuff like that. You've heard of that. Cool. Enjoy it. Men dressing up of women clothes. I used to live next North Hollywood. No big thing. Cool. Then transgender. What happened? I mean, what water, what mutant thing in the internet hit? And the worst thing happened on the internet. You morons, stop. You tried to stop bullying. Stupid asses. Everything was supposed to be helping each other. We're no longer an individual. We are a support group and blah, blah, blah. Weird things came up. Lizard people came around. The earth was flat and the devil ruled the planet. Thanks to the internet. Then Facebook came. And all the losers decided that they needed friends. And you know what really happened? I'll tell you what happened in the beginning of life. See, we used to bully the nerds. They were fun. They were there. God sent us to bully them. They were odd people. They looked different. They wore big glasses. Their eyes got bigger. They had no physical capacity to do anything. And he sent us them. And he invaded our schools. And it was a cool time, you know. You chase them. You threw a rock at them. You put them up a flagpole. You pantsed them. You embarrassed them. It was like exercise recess, you know. The straight kids were out playing, and then you get a trans, and then you get a nerd out there, and you throw them in a pile, and it was like a dog chasing a cat, and it's like, ooh, nerd. Play with the nerd. They used to run. We used to run. Good exercise. Then they decided to come to school. They got to high school at an awkward stage. They couldn't get a date. Nobody wanted to date a nerd. Who wants to date a nerd? Who would be seen dating a nerd? They're antisocial. It was the way life was supposed to be. It was good. Well, good can only last for so long. Because the nerds got angry. They got tired of the bullying. They got tired of not getting laid. They got tired of being the little square block in a round hole. The nerds got angry. And this is where life ceased to exist for our athletes and our jocks and the good people, the pretty people. The nerds started to get really angry. And here's what the nerds did. And they did this when we were sleeping. they got together. It's like the Revenge of the Nerds, like an army of nerdom. And they decided to run the world. They took over the world. Next thing you know, that little nerd, instead of us watching porn and all that stuff, they're doing the comic books and everything. All of a sudden, Superman, Batman, Iron Man, all these things started to come to life, and it's TV and it's movies, and we get sucked in, and we're grown-ass people watching The Hulk and believing in Batman, and grown-ass people, this is nerdom. We still poke fun at them. And we beat them over the head with a comic book. See, that's how things were. Life was grand. They hid in the basement. They never came out. You don't see them except for Halloween because then they wear a mask. But you could always spot them because their legs didn't quite work and they were awkward people. And life was good. We threw an apple at them. That's how life was. Well, they decided to do a revolution. They invented the internet. Then they invented the smartphone. And then we look like idiots. It's like, how does this phone work? What? And the nerds will laugh at us. Ha ha. And then the internet. How does the internet work? How do you hit the button? Then they started making shit. The nerds took over the world, and it remained that way. The main guy, Dr. Fauci, look at this guy. He had never played football in his lifetime. You know he hasn't played basketball. Look at this guy. He's the main guy who's controlling everything with the pandemic. Nerd him. These nerds have taken over, and they took over the world. And we are the dummies. They invented smartphones and talking TVs, cars that steer by themselves, and because we're so stupid because we cannot back up in the driveway because we need a car that actually parks itself because we're a moron. We got lights with little figures on them to tell us when to go and when to stop, and they did it. You could even invent nerd girls. Not even real girls, nerd girls with AI girls and everything. It's like, oh, my God, you could invent a woman. And then they got plastic pussies running around and pocket pussies and dicks. And next thing you know, women are buying shit in this billion-dollar business because they're buying nerd toys, which are dildos and vibrators and, oh, my God, and massagers. Oh, my God. The nerds knew what they were doing. They knew. They run the world. Everything you see, the grocery counter. I remember the whole thing with the cash register. No more nerd thing. Computer. Beep, 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 boop, boop. Boop. The nerds. QAnon. Nobody's an athlete in QAnon. They're nerds. They're nerds. Thus, we live with the evolution of the nerds. They control the world. And let's go back to the beginning, and I see my favorite people here in just one second. So I started thinking back in the good old days when we used to chase them and run them over in our car, use them as speed bumps and pants them and embarrass them in front of women, have sex with them. And, well, we did. Some women were good, these nerd women. And, you know, when you have sex with a nerd, they squeak. I didn't know women who are nerds squeak. Like, I don't know, a new toy. It's like a squeezy toy. Squeak, squeak, squeezy. Nice sound. They don't moan, they squeak. Next thing you know, everybody has a squeaky toy. So I started thinking, what happened? I had a show about, are we programmed? Are we not programmed? What's the difference? And then the reason I transferred from the nerd, and then we started thinking, because nerds started to make us think. Is there another universe? Are there spirits out there? Are there this? Can you talk to a spirit? And then they started making us think. Then gay people, the evolution of the nerds, because gay people had a good idea. They're saying, we're not the only gay people. There are more of us out there. And then the gay people discovered, not only are there more gays, there are different people out there. Let's claim them. It used to be the gay and lesbian. That's where we went to when I was in school. Gay and lesbian. Gay, lesbian. We know. Boy, girl, gay, lesbian. You're dude, gay, lesbian. But the evolution of the LG, the gay and lesbian community, they've seen it. Just like the nerds, the sexual revolution. They said, well, I'm gay, I'm lesbian. And then all of a sudden, the gay and lesbian people go, well, they're straight girls who are not really lesbian. What do we do? Well, they're not lesbian. They're bicurious. What's a bicurious? Let's call it, let's put a name. Okay, we need another initial. Now they're bi. What is a bi person? Well, a bi person's not a gay or a lesbian. A bi person can just, you know, I don't know, participation trophy. I don't know. But the gay people knew this. They knew that it wasn't just a black and white world out there. They knew there was stuff. And they added it into their alphabet. All right, so let's do the lesbian, gay, LG. Let's put in a B in there. And what's a B? You know, for the bi people, let's get them in there. You know, numbers. Numbers matter. Power in numbers. And then the bi people go, I don't know where to go. And then the lesbian goes, come on over here. Well, I'm not lesbian. It's okay. We accept you. And by the way, I'm going to put a little finger up your pussy. How you like that? Yes. Okay, join the group. So now you got the curious people in there. But they were not done because the gay community knew there was more freaks out there. Life was not just black and white. And then all of a sudden, somebody goes, I'm a queer, but I'm kind of like I'm a gay guy, but only like straight men and everything. Well, that's queer. Yes, let's put another letter in there. They started expanding the numbers. And the numbers got so big that they even have an LBGQ and Q's for a question mark, like, I don't know what you are, but our club was open. So they got the Q in there. They're recruiting, and there's numbers, and they're growing. Now it's LGBTQ. I don't know what's next. But they have the information that the world is not just black and white. There's others out in this world, and there are others running. And even in the LGBTQ, there says, and others, because they don't even know what's out there. They just said others. If you're others and you just don't fit, come on in. We need the numbers. And they rose like the nerds. And now it's LGBTQ, and they're getting ready for the rest of the alphabet. But the fact of the matter is we might learn from our lesbian and gay fellows, the world is not just black and white. There are so many different colors. You know, look at the gay people. They'll show you the rainbow. There's a little gay leprechaun running down there with his gay pot of gold. Go to the rainbow. They knew something, that the world is just not black and white. And they knew that people were freaky deaky. They love the freaks. Well, I'm not really gay. Hey, look, you like to fuck yourself with a carrot? Come on in here. Welcome. And they got the carrot people. We're programmed. And the sex that we have, are we programmed from being a kid that you're a straight boy, you go with girl. Boy, girl. We're programmed by that. We're programmed girl, marry boy. Who did this? And this is really what's interesting, and I don't usually do a monologue this long, but I got to say this. So I had to go back to the beginning. It's just not right there. I got to go back to the beginning. I'm going back to God. Yes. Because you morons out there, you religious morons. Now, don't get me wrong. I believe in a spirit, a higher source. But you morons have to give it a name, God. Some people give it a name, Buddha, whatever. You know the names you give, Jehovah, you know. It's just a higher spirit, and I pray to it. I may not pray to your God, because you're a moron. You come in here with your Bible-thumping little ways, you know, oh, hell bring me. And religion is one of the most dangerous things in the world. These are the ones that cause wars and kill people and are the most prejudiced, homophobic, whatever. But yet you read a book, and that book is the most violent book ever written, the dirtiest book ever written, the most, it has incest, and it has violence, and it has betrayal, and it has damnation, and you live your life on this book. But yet if somebody sneaks a book that's a porn book and it's like, oh my God, you're a sinner. You ever read the Bible? The Bible is violent and is incestuous, and it is things you have been the most violent sexual book ever written. So you guys decide to use the Bible, and you hear, this is your creed. And if you ever read it, my God, I guarantee if it wasn't connected to the Lord or religion, nobody would want that book in the house. If somebody came in the house and little Timmy, what do you got? I got the Bible. Oh, my God, Solomon, Gomorrah, and Moses, and hell, and damnation, and incestuous, and Adam. Get the fuck out of my house, Timmy. Okay. But that's the book. And yet you read that book, you accept that book, you accept the people in the book, and you love the book, and you praise that book, and you raise that book to the highest shelf. But you can't accept other people who are gay, who are lesbian, who are this, who are different. But that book is your lifeline, and it has nothing but incestuous, killing, and violent ways in there, and betrayal. But that's the book, that's the creed you live by. But you can't accept anything else. I got more. And I had to think about that. Today, we're going to talk on a very important subject. Psychiatry. The experts say, scientifically, there is no such thing as a transgender. Scientifically, there is no such thing as a transgender. That's what Dr. Berger said. Therefore, anyone who actually truly believes that the notion is by definition, and you actually believe it, you are deluded, you are psychotic, and we're going to go down the wormhole. We're going down the wormhole, and the facts about a child, when a child says 3 years old that he's a transgender, we're going to go to there too, because we have some things about what they should say, and psychiatrists and doctors are telling us what's going on there. We're going down that wormhole. Now, I said it in the beginning, I'm a great guy. You know what I mean? I got a show. Hey, it's number one. Guess what? It's not because of me. It's because of the beautiful people who come in. And the people who come in, I interviewed a good guy, a good girl. His name is Tori. I'm open for discussions about everything. I have my ways. You may not like what I think, and I don't care. But you're more than welcome to come in the studio and give me your opinion so I could think about what you're thinking, because this is what the show is about, is to open minds. That's what the show is about. So we're going to go down that rabbit hole, and you're not going to like it. But keep an open mind, because we may learn something today. And as the morning crew comes in, uh-oh, computer dead. Oh, no. Oh, shit. I had technical difficulties, very technical difficulties, and my computer is not working. That means I cannot open up the phones. Hold on, ladies. Don't you leave. I'm going to try something, and I hope to God it works. So what I'm going to do is you will hear it. I think you're going to be, I don't know if you'll be able to hear me play a song. No, you won't, because I have to kill my computer and bring it up. Last time it happened, it took 20 minutes to get back up here, because I want to open it up to the lovely, magnificent Melissa, and I see the adorable Angela in here, and I know they want to get into this conversation, but I can't open the phone because my mouse died. Wait a minute, I can't, so that means I have to turn off my computer again, and hopefully it'll turn back on, so we can get the shows going. I wonder if I could play the song. Yeah, I should be able to play a song, because it has nothing to do with my computer. Oh, I can't hit a button. See, this is why we need nerds, and this is the revenge of the nerd. Where the, I think there's some nerd spirit I just heard is going, all right, Brian, I'm just going to, some nerd dude who probably died, and all of a sudden I'm talking about this subject, and I can't even hit a button. It's like a nerd ghost running around here. Cross your fingers, hang in there. I'm going to hit a button. I wonder if I can still talk to you. Hold on. I'm going to see if I can still talk to you. Here we go. And see, now if I had my camera on, you'd be able to see me bend over with this beautiful black ass that I have here. I'm getting on all fours. Yeah, ladies, eat it up. I'm going under my desk, pulling my cord. It's not the first time I said that. Anyway, let's see. I don't know if I'm still with you. Now my computer is off. I know I'm on the phone. And I'm going to need my little friend. Hold on, let me see here. Cross your fingers, because I'm going to have to plug this in and see if it works, because this is why I was late. I think I'm still broadcasting. And you're welcome. Let's see, crossing my fingers. Okay, that didn't work. Let me see. That didn't work. Okay, it worked. Oh, now I know how it feels. That when you get an older woman and an old guy is trying to have sex with you, and all of a sudden she's so happy that it works. I feel the same feeling right about now. Now it's going to take me about 2 minutes to get up from the ground. You may hear some lovely noises. Think of it as holding music till I get back in the studio, because I got a feeling I'm still in the studio. So I can't see you, so I'm like, nobody can hear me, nobody can see me, but I know you can. I'm still on the phone. So hold for some lovely hold music. Oh, boy. Not too fast. Take it easy. Oh, should have never got that shot. Oh, my legs used to work before. Oh, shit. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Cool. All right. Let me see if I can get back in the studio. And I'm taking you off the hold music. There you go. And my mouse is not working. My mouse is still not working. What the fuck? Oh, I'm sorry. I'm hitting the wrong mouse. That was my laptop mouse. I didn't have to go down after all. I was clicking my... I was clicking the wrong mouse. Oopsies. I'm going to move this mouse over here. It's confusing me. This is the wrong mouse. You're over here. So I was busy clicking the mouse. I thought it was to my computer, but it was actually my laptop mouse. And my screen didn't work, so I thought I had to reboot. Did I tell you I played football? Back in the day, we had no helmets. Yeah, it's a cool day. It's a cool game. Now, what I'm going to try to do is get right back into the studio. I can't believe I did that. I can't believe I made that. Yeah. Stretching now. I'm waiting for my computer. I didn't need to reboot because my... Did I mention I was clicking on the wrong mouse? Yeah. Genius, man. Genius. This is why we need... that's why I have a smartphone and a smart TV for a dumbass. All right, let me see if I still get there. Let me see if Melissa's in the studio. Let me see if... Uh-oh, they're all gone. They're all gone. Nope, they're here. Let me open up the phones so you know that there's real people here. Ladies and gentlemen, the lovely, magnificent Melissa, everybody.
Julian, I'm on the phone.
Hi, baby.
Fussy morning. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
I just told you I was. I know, but...
And we have the lovely, adorable Angela in the studio. Good morning. You're live in here. And we have the lovely Oliver. Good morning, Oliver.
Oh, yeah.
And the lovely Jill. Good morning, Jill.
Yeah, Jill's here, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we have a listener going, I don't think they like my holding music. And they said, oh, my fucking God. Sorry.
Mm.
Actually, you know, I did it. It was a mistake. Angela's there. So what we're going to do is we're going to go straight into it because we're running late. And we're going to go to a Tom Hikus.
The wrong mouse.
Huh?
The wrong mouse.
The
wrong mouse. The wrong mouse.
No, here's what I did, Angela. So my computer didn't come up. And I said, shit, I got a show. So I put in my laptop as an emergency. And I was clicking my laptop mouse because I'm on my computer and nothing was working. And I, there you go. Yeah.
Okay, then.
You
leave
know what
it's
like?
I was a geek in high school.
Really? Really, were you?
I was smart.
Did you get picked on?
I kept to myself a lot and I had a lot of tutors, so...
True? How could you be a geek if you had a tutor? I mean, were you one of those retarded geeks?
Because my parents wanted me to excel, so they would get people that had their doctorates to teach me. I learned more from my tutors than I did the public school teachers.
Really? Well, when was the last time? When did you lose your virginity then, if you were a nerd?
That's not up for discussion.
Yes, it is up for discussion. I mean, it's not like we're going to go back to the guy and get an interview with him. Yes, it is.
And we can hear a child in the background. This is not up for discussion.
The child doesn't know anything about virginity.
Well, let's keep it that way.
Well, that's why we're going to... Okay, let me put it to another way. When did you lose your... Woo-hoo.
We're not discussing that, no.
All right, we're not... Yes, we... Well, come on, for discussion, I'm trying to say, were you over 18? You can say the number. Were you over 18 and under 24? I'm making a point here about
nerves. I'm not discussing this, no.
Yes, you are. Nerd.
We're going to have a lot of dead air. I'm just going to keep quiet.
Really? Are you going to ignore me? Really? Nerds used to ignore me. You know what I used to do to them? You know what I used to do? I used to break their glasses. That's what I did.
Get those nerds! Nerds! Nerds!
Wow, when did you get touchy about it? That's just a normal thing that anybody asks when you lose it. How does that get to be so private? I mean, I really don't understand. How does that get to be so private? It's just a conversation of adult people having. The situation, what I'm saying, if I'm correct, most nerds are not getting laid until after they get in high school. And you could verify it. You claim to be a nerd. Oh, that's how you're gonna play it? Oh, I see. All right. Oh, that's how it's gonna be, huh? All right. Now you're moving from being a nerd to a douchebag. Oh, really? All right. I don't need you. I could talk to myself. As I was saying, nerds.
Angela, how's your COVID? Well, it was a tough day yesterday. I went to the hospital because I couldn't breathe well. And I'm doing much better this morning, though I'm still coughing. Well, thank you for the concern, Brian. That was very kind of you.
Did you go to a nerd doctor?
A nerd?
Do you have, like, pencils and stuff? All right. How's your COVID? How is your COVID? Is your COVID doing well? What's going on with you?
I went to the ER yesterday because I couldn't breathe.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Really? Who took
they
you?
They said I'm at
who
the
took...
week. My
oh.
neighbor.
This is a nice one you can tell because of the heavy-duty cord. It's got a lot of power.
I like it when Melissa whispers. It just sounds so sensual. It could be anything.
She has
like,
a good voice.
It could be, I know. It could be like, you know, we should plug the TV into this wall and let's paint the living room. And it's like, oh,
cool.
Nice. It could be anything. So I'm sorry about your COVID. What did the doctor say? Did you take another test or did you just take that one test? Because you, it made
no, I didn't take another test. Once you have it, you have it.
Yeah,
he prescribed a whole bunch of different medications.
Really?
Yeah,
but
including steroids and these horse pills.
Steroids?
They're meant for horses. Oh, yeah, because the lungs, they're inflamed, the air passages.
Well,
can a doctor help prescribe?
I mean... Did you get your test actually said that?
I used to be on steroids a lot. I have lupus. And then it just made me gain so much weight. I took myself off of the steroids and got more down to a normal weight. Yeah.
How much?
But the steroids really help, though.
Right. Well, I seen your picture and everything. How much do you weigh, right? Because you're a small girl. What are you, 4'3"? I mean, 5'3"? You're like 5'3"?
I'm almost 5'5".
Okay,
if I
do the
yoga pose, you know, the tree,
right.
It actually elongates your spine, and then the doctors think I'm 5'5". Otherwise, it's like 5'4 and a half or do yoga.
So
it's good for you.
So how much do you weigh now if you gain so much weight?
Now I'm not. Well, that was like back in 2010, 2012.
Right. Did you put on a lot of weight?
Just, oh yeah, at least 80, 90, maybe 100 pounds.
Wow. Are you?
I've got
serious?
Most of that off.
Oh my
well,
God.
Well, steroids aren't really good for you if you have to take them every day.
Did you get into the diabetes type 2 area, gaining all that weight?
Yeah, I did. Now I'm just on Trulicity, which is not insulin. It's something different. So,
damn.
Everything's a journey, though.
Well, I do. I am concerned. I hope you get better. You know, I hope you get better.
Well, thank you.
And we were talking, and Melissa and Laverne and everything, and we were talking about your health, and we know you went through a lot of stuff. I didn't know you had lupus. Mm-hmm. I think I remember you had lupus. I know my stepmother has lupus, and I know that could be a drag, too. I mean, you know, good days, bad days, and there's no cure for it.
Well,
are you taking any medication for lupus?
Well, if I wanted to, I could take the steroids, but then I end up getting really heavy. So.
Wow. So you got your weight under, you have your weight under control. How much do you weigh now?
I don't discuss my age or my weight, other than I'm much more healthier.
They don't know, they don't know who you are.
I am
no
from
idea.
The South. There's two things you don't ask a woman, her age and her weight.
And
I know
you're
from the South, so I'm explaining this to you.
I understand. You're from the South. You don't ask. Do you ask them their education? Because they don't know that either, if you're from the South.
Well, I guess that's okay. I don't see that as a very personal thing.
What? How come you're so secretive? You've never been so secretive. Say hello to Laverne. Say hello. Laverne's in the studio.
Laverne, hi.
Good morning, Brian.
Good morning,
Angela.
Good morning.
I've missed Laverne. I've missed you.
Everybody.
I've been close by Angela.
Mm-hmm.
Good.
Good. You feel safe when Laverne's in the studio. I heard that. Good. Ooh.
No,
Laverne
she's smart, and I like to hear what she has to say.
Don't you think I'm smart?
Well, you're smart in a different way.
Well, that's like saying that you got an ugly kid, and it's like you got your own
beauty.
You're
funny. You're funny.
Sure.
You're entertaining.
Right.
You cross boundaries sometimes, but...
Yes, I do. I'm a clown. Da, 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 da.
See, and there's a place for that, so...
Yes, it's called the insane asylum. So Laverne's even laughing. There is a place.
So, May I ask Angela how she's doing today?
Sure, show me up.
I'm struggling this morning.
Because I'm the bastard who gets...
I had a really bad afternoon.
Wait,
I had a bad afternoon yesterday.
A bad afternoon? Oh,
mm-hmm.
Man.
Yeah, I decided to go to the ER, and I'm so far out here, it takes the ambulance over an hour to get here, so my neighbor took me to the hospital.
Wow,
so what is going on with you to make you go to the hospital?
Right.
I couldn't breathe. I had a really bad coughing spell. And, you know, where they say that everything flashes before you. You know, I was trying to remain calm, you know, and not panic. And then my fever had gone up real fast. And it seems like with COVID, I don't know about other people, but when my fever surges, the coughing gets worse. And I don't know if that's a correlation or not, but it just seems to be, if I keep my fever down, the coughing's not as bad. Does that make sense?
Yes. And what did they give you?
Fluids, and they gave me some steroids, Zofran, because it wasn't a lot, but he prescribed a lot of pills. One was for horses, and I forget the name of it, but it's typically used for horses, so I'm going to be taking horse pills. And I had posted on Facebook, you know, please pray for me, because I was scared. I was really scared. And all these people, you know, their expertise on COVID, and they started talking about these pills meant for horses. That they can help you with COVID. And then the doctor talked about it. So oh. I'm looking forward to see if those work.
Oh.
Excuse me.
I love you. Okay. So I wonder, why haven't they given that same medication to people that have had COVID instead of telling them, in the first stages, to go home and isolate mm-hmm. themselves? And just...
Oh, he talked about those doctors, the doctor I had in the ER, because there are doctors that tell people just, suffer through it. And those are the
right.
patients that come back and end up in the ER, not the ER, the ICU. So, and he prescribed
okay.
some more antibiotics and, at least like the other time I went to the ER, they prescribed a lot of antibiotics. But he thought I had bronchitis. So, but it did help, the
mm-hmm.
antibiotics. But it's
okay.
a virus, and antibiotics are not supposed to help with a virus. But I have a productive cough. So I think there's some variants out there, and I think I have one.
Oh, okay.
But just be careful, everybody. The vaccine is, in my opinion, the safest way. Because you don't want to have COVID. And Brian got his shot the other day, and I'm very proud of him. I guess Brian went to go get coffee.
Oh, Brian, when
you
get coffee.
I am listening.
We
to
can
you.
Run his show into the ground now. I don't know how long it'll be before he gets back.
Too late. I already ran it to the ground. It's nothing but cinders. You can't even revive anything. I already done that. Well,
you know what?
Yesterday I seen
a website where they really don't publicize a lot, but that website shows how many people have died from the vaccine, and it was a
mm-hmm.
lot. It was a lot, but then,
I think
like
that
I said,
Johnson and Johnson is dangerous.
Well, they all come on. We had this. Here's the truth. Here's the truth. I'll take to tell you the truth. I got to rip off the band-aid, so you morons. Let me tell you the truth. And
wait a minute,
hold up.
Who are you talking to?
Okay. Huh?
Everybody.
Oh, I thought he said morons.
Oh, that.
Mm-hmm. That's all of us. That's all of us. He's
oh,
the only one that
Laverne's
isn't.
In here. Hey, did you hear? You hear what you talk? Uh-oh. All right, we're going to be some fighting going on here. Let me get my fighting music. There are a few exceptions. Did you hear LaVon? Hold up. Somebody hold. You can see her taking off her shoes right now. I can hear it. My shoes. I'm going to throw this at this motherfucker. All right.
And the day I got new
not you.
Wearing heels. So.
Oh, my God. With spikes. Get violent. Come here, baby. I can't throw that far. What? Here's the truth. And I'm saying morons. There's people. The morning crew are the most intelligent people that I know. Here's the truth.
Mm-hmm.
They are. Here's the truth. We do not know what the vaccinations are going to do to us. The studies
mm-hmm.
only went 6 months. That's a fact, Jack. 6 months. They even said it. They said that if you take the Pfizer, you take the Moderna, you take anything else, it says the only studies that we have is 6 months. We're hoping that it lasts more. They don't even know that after 6 months that you would still be protected. They don't know. And we can't accept the answers. They don't know. This is an experimental medicine. It's experimental. It's not only experimental, it's an emergency experimental medicine, meaning that they don't even have time for it to take the whole process, which usually takes 2 years. They don't know. They don't. So when we hear about, this one's going to cause blood clots and this and this and this, we don't know. We don't know after 6 months. They even said it. Dr. Fauci said the same thing. They don't know. The studies only went to 6 months. After 6 months, holy hell to break. Huh?
COVID kill.
Well, yeah, it does. It does. But
sure. Some people that
and,
suffered
but people
or
who,
unfortunately passed
but,
away because of vaccine after.
Sure. But there's also people who lived through it, too. people have died.
True.
And people, like any other, people have died of a cold or pneumonia, or they name anything in the world that they died of: mumps, measles, polio, syphilis, gonorrhea. People die. There's nothing that you can name to tell me that protects you from anything. They're even talking about shingles with the baby boomers, and they're talking about polio. They're talking about boomers taking a booster shot for mumps. Talking about that. So we don't know about when we hear these stories about, well, did you hear there's blood clotting? And I thought about that. I'm supposed to be talking about another thing about transgender, but I got to talk about this for just a couple of minutes. 304 is in a thing. I'd like to, 304, you're in the studio, and I don't like to put people on a hold. Good morning, 304.
Good morning, Paul and Jack Hammer. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Jackie and Jack Hammer Shire Show. Why am I here? We're talking about the vaccine.
Your audience is bad.
People say you died in 3 years, but is it true?
That's
is it
awful
so?
Audio.
Like I said, welcome to the Shire Show. We're here on
overmodulated.
And this is a person who just got the shot. No, we're kidding.
Yeah.
How you doing, Jeff?
I'm doing good, brother. How are you doing?
Good. Are you on the air while you're coming on here? Are you live?
I'm in the Shire,
okay,
on the Ron and Dr. Hammer Show. Jesse,
are you broadcasting live right now?
Thank you, Jesse.
Jesse, are you live?
Yeah, we're live. We're live here on Blog Talk Radio, the Hammer Jackson Show.
There we go.
Live in the Shire, working my nuts.
I can tell you're a little hyper, but that tells me. So you're doing your show live right now as you called in the show, right, Jesse?
There's rumors going around, Brian. They say that people are going to die in 3 years, and people are going to die immature. I guess babies are one of these. Some people are going to die mature, some people are going to die in 3 years because they've already gotten shot. We don't know if that's true. You know, we don't know what's going to happen in this world. If we're going to die with this vaccine, they should have done more studies on it. Now there was less time. But something should have been done more better. You know, lack of 6 months of a study, that's not a much time. But they was rushing it to get it out to help people do the vaccine. But I've seen a lot of people in real life, in my family side, have serious side effects from fevers to AIDS to being rushed to the hospital. And I have. And it's not cool. Not cool at all. But we don't know what the vaccine's going to lead us to at all.
We don't. The fact of the matter is we don't. We don't know, but we also...
Jesse the Jack Hammer in the Shower Live on Brian the Hammer Jackson Show.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, my.
I'm going to come into your house,
shower?
I'm going to burglarize your house, and I'm going to commit murder live on your live stream. I'm going to choke the living daylights out of you.
He's in the
and
south.
And Jesse, I know, the Mitchell family.
Hey,
I'm
trying to make your radio, Brian. They want to hear people in the shower.
I'm going to kill you. The Mitchell family is live on the air on Brian the Hammer Jackson Show. Send your letters to Jesse Mitchell, and he'll be happy to read them on his air. Jesse, what are you talking about today? If you're live on the...
I am not on that, brother.
Me.
Huh? I'm just in the shower, getting ready for the day.
He's
talking
in the shower.
Talking to you,
the air. He is, isn't he, Melissa?
Yep,
he's on
he's
fire.
He's in the shower.
Oh, he's in a,
mm-hmm.
You're in a shower right now? You're
shower,
not in the shower. Are you in the shower?
He's in the shower. Listen to him.
I am, Brian. I'm going in the shower on your radio show.
Oh, my.
I got the visual. I got the visual.
Me too, me too, me too.
You're going to go outside the roof this time, brother, because I'm going to knock it out. People will hear me talk from the shower.
I'm sure.
Wow.
I'm sure that would be. Is your camera on?
At least you won't get copyrighted or get a strike. I mean, God, it's Block Talk Radio. The number one radio station on Block Talk is Brian the Hammer Jackson.
Wow.
Jesse, what kind of soap are you using?
You what?
What kind of soap are you using?
It's Dawn.
Oh, really?
Dawn.
It's the Dawn that they have in dyed purple. But it's really good. It does
you
the job, right?
You're washing your groin area with Dawn?
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Jesus.
Oh, God. I'm all lathered up.
I don't ever see you again. Well, Jesse. Jesse, I... Oh, God. I was
people
hoping to
say,
leave
oh my
you
God,
before
I love
you
this
to
show.
The private part.
We gotta get more church shows.
Well,
hey,
Jesse,
I've got a question
hoping...
to ask. Jesse.
Go ahead.
Did you and Sharon work on having the baby last night, making a new baby?
We should share more on Brian the Jack and Hammer Show.
Oh, okay.
We should. Because
they're trying to have another baby.
I hear.
They'll bring the ratings up.
Well,
hey, Brian, later on, go back and look at your ratings.
My ratings?
Yeah, because I took a shower live on the show talking to you.
Well, they heard that you've been washing your balls, and my ratings have dropped dramatically, like your balls. My ratings have dropped like your balls right now.
I mean, saying to these people, I have to say, I want to hear more of that guy in the shower on the Brian the Hammer Jackson show.
Oh, my God.
Oh, wow. Wow.
Wow. Well, you know what I'm going
to
do, Jack.
Huh? I said, we'll do it daily if you have to.
I could barely hear you, kiddo. You said something? What did you say?
I said, we'll do it daily if you have to.
Oh, we'll do it daily.
Yeah, to give the people what they want.
Well, we're going to do Brian and Jesse in the shower? I'm sure that'd be a great show. Right?
No, God.
I'm talking about me in the shower talking to you on your radio show every day.
Every day we can get the update. You know what, Jesse? I'll have a segment for you. It'll be Jesse's thoughts in the shower, and whatever
That's
you're thinking
right.
that day, whatever you're thinking that day, or you
oh.
can say your thoughts in the shower. You know, whatever comes to your mind in the shower.
I like that.
That'd be good.
We'll call it Jesse's dirty thoughts in the shower.
That's right.
Oh.
I know it went south, didn't it, Melissa? It went south.
I like it when
and
I
everybody
and
don't forget
south.
To go to the Mitchell.
Did you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you now. Now you're not yelling.
I said I like it when the wife's home alone and get her in the shower with no kids.
Ooh, wow!
Really? Where is she at?
Mm-hmm. Well, they're all here, so that can't happen.
Yeah. No. You gotta send the kids to. You gotta get them out of there. You gotta send them to the movies, and make sure they wear a mask.
For real.
That's what you gotta. That's what you gotta do. All parents send their kids to the movies, and that's why they're upset. You know, I didn't even think about that with this pandemic thing, and people are working at home, and the parents they can't get rid. They have no privacy from the children. I mean, I've been looking at a lot of news lately, and I'm not kidding. This is a serious subject. There's been a lot of murdering children lately. I mean, everywhere I turn
around.
Have you guys noticed that, too, or is it just me?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Just the other day, let me see. You're not going to believe this, but almost every day I'm hearing – mothers are killing their children. There was a guy who just stabbed his three sons yesterday. It's just getting bad. I mean, did you hear?
There's a woman that killed her kids, literally killed her kids, just not too long ago.
Right.
These shootings going on like crazy.
Well, exactly. Well, here it is right here. This happened yesterday. Indiana man... Get this, an Indiana man beats a woman to death with a baseball bat and he stabbed her 24 times. He stabbed her 24 times.
Ugh,
after he beat her with a bat. No kidding, really? Wow.
They say there's a lot of passion involved when somebody does something like that.
No kidding.
You know?
I mean, even the mob will say, damn.
Yeah.
This guy's name is Daniel. Daniel leaving on a plane. I see Daniel with a great bit back in his hand. Daniel, 31, killed Christina, 39, with a baseball bat.
We had, 2 weeks ago, we had, I have a beach close by here, and some people traveled up from Massachusetts. It was a couple. And the boyfriend beat her to death with a rock on the beach in front of about 20 people.
Well, that's crazy.
God.
Yeah.
I'm not kidding, Melissa. It's just like I've been reading almost every
day.
There's some kind of story about this.
Yep.
This is, I don't know why. It says the victim was found after her electronic ankle monitor had not moved in more than 6 hours. Why would she have an ankle monitor? What is going on?
Well, you know why.
No.
Because they zeroed in. Instead of jail, they put one of those on.
Yeah, but I wonder what she did. They zeroed in on her last known location and followed a blood trail to her partially buried body in the woods.
Oh, God.
An autopsy determined her horrific cause of death. Enforcement radar Tuesday morning after report of people arguing. The responding officer spoke to a woman limping. Her shoes and pants were wet.
Oliver, no.
And muddy below the knee. I don't know. What is this one? Is this another one? Because they killed the other one. No. Another fight that broke over $30. Another person tried to kill his wife, and they found her in the woods, bloody, with her pants down. Oh, my God. This guy was waiting in a tow truck to take away an abandoned red pickup, which they discovered belonged to him. A search of the defendant's home allegedly turned up blood, including a bat, trash can.
What's the matter, Albert?
Turned up a bat. Oh, my God, it's just a mess. But what I got to do is get to the show here. Jesse, it's good to talk to you naked. It's always a pleasure. There you go, Jesse.
Yay.
The Mitchell family.
Jesse, are you on speaker? Because your sound is really horrible.
He was. He's not now. He's still echoing.
That's because my friend's down there singing.
No. You sound echoey, not your son. You.
Hold on. We'll take care of that.
Okay. Because we want to hear you. We want to hear everybody else, right? This is a professional show. You know that.
Here we go.
Jesse, plug your show. Plug your show, Jesse.
Plug my show.
I always go in and say hi to Jesse. Always.
Always, Melissa does. Always.
Yep. To say hello to the Mitchell family. Mm-hmm.
That's right. So we're called the Mitchell Family Reality Show TV thanks to Brian the Hammer Jackson. He's actually the one that started this all up because he's the one that suggested us to start a reality show to show our family. Like I said before, my wife was literally airy about about doing this because of the perverts out here in the world, but we actually done well with ourselves. We got 14K on our channel right now, and we do different things from paranormal investigations. By the way, I am uploading a paranormal investigation video right now as we're speaking. We do challenges, pranks, we do mukbangs, food reviews, cooking shows, and many more things. And you can find us on YouTube. Once again, it's called The Mitchell Family Reality Show TV. Melissa comes there and supports us. Brian, he pops in every once in a while.
He was there last night. Mm-hmm. He even called in.
I had a lot of fun.
Did.
Yes, I was. I had a lot of fun on the show yesterday. I had a lot of fun. And I will be popping in again. So,
that's
you
good.
Know, and the morning crew supports
and I
you.
Thank, I want to thank the morning crew. I want to thank the morning crew for sure.
For
sure.
Oh, yeah.
They're good people. And morning crew consists of the lovely, magnificent
night,
Melissa. And also the
thing.
Lovely, lovely Laverne, part of the morning
Laverne
crew.
Laverne was there too, Jesse.
Yes, she was.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, she was. Now, you know, we're going to talk about
so
this
So we're talking about this. I'm sorry, Brian.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking about
no,
this Max shooting and all these murders are going on.
Mm-hmm.
It all, I mean, I got a list here. I'm not going to be able to get through the whole list because I don't want to take up the show. But it starts... All the way back to January the 1st, Fort Smith, Arkansas. And it goes all the way up to Texas. From January all the way up to April. Of 2021. I mean, there's numbers like... You know, deaths, number is one dead, three injured in Nashville, Tennessee in April 2021.
Madison.
Georgia.
You're right.
One dead, three injured in Georgia. One dead, three
right.
injured in Kansas.
It,
zero deaths, five injured in Washington.
Yeah, it's everywhere, Jesse.
Missouri.
It's crazy. They're saying that I looked at the stats and they're saying since the pandemic, I mean, violence, family violence, domestic violence, so on and so violence has been up almost 20 to 30%. And
yeah,
I can
well,
understand
it's no wonder.
It.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
People are on edge. People are worried about money. People are worried about getting sick, worried about dying, worried about their children.
I mean, a lot of people are protesting
life
just to
general,
get out of the
right?
house, right?
Yeah.
But, my God. No, but
I
the
noticed
thing
this
that's
morning
really...
that New Hampshire lifted their mask mandates and restaurants
did they
are opening.
Really?
And, yeah, this
did
morning.
They, did they really?
Yeah.
You know, here. Yep. You know, I don't believe the numbers, Melissa, because it's, and you know, there's some people around me that are number people.
Cindy's going to kill you.
They're saying that they have lifted the mandate in Texas, and then they lifted the mandate in Florida. And the numbers that are coming out of Florida and Texas are saying, we don't see a spike. We don't see any. Really, Florida, you're not seeing a spike? We don't see a spike. It's fine coming to Florida. You know, we're not wearing masks.
Yeah.
But yet, in Michigan, it's soaring like crazy. And I'm thinking, who's going on vacation in Michigan when they're going on vacation for spring break in Florida? And Florida's claiming there's no numbers are going up. So I don't believe the numbers. I have a problem with that. California had a first commercial, and I've never seen this commercial before. It came on the other day. It said, come to California. Come vacation in California. We need the money. And that's what it's all about. If you're going to broadcast that you got a high rate of virus going on here, nobody's coming to your town and the tourist dollars. And so, I have a feeling you're messing with the numbers, that's all. I don't believe the numbers. I don't believe Florida is not spiking. I do not believe all those people on the beach and Florida says it's no change. But whatever.
And it's going to be what it's going to be.
It is.
That's
all
you can really, you know.
It is. It's like I
said. That's all you can
say. You roll the dice because if you, I started looking, you know, I was started, there were some commercials and people were talking about, oh my God, I'm not going to take the vaccine. They give you blood clots. Okay. Have you ever tried a blood thinner commercial? I was watching a blood thinner commercial the other day. And they're telling you the side effects. Well, you may have exploding liver. Your kidneys may shut down. You may have a heart attack and stroke. I go, what? It's more the shit. You know, they're giving more shit about that than they are with the COVID. You know, you ever hear these commercials, you know, high blood pressure, low blood pressure,
what?
Big pharma commercial. And you ever hear the side effects of
what?
These things? It's like, oh, my God, your penis will explode. Your liver will cut down. It's like, what? But they're not saying it with the – so every medication has their thing. I'm saying I did it. Am I happy that I do it?
Are you?
Huh? Yes.
Are you? Okay.
Half of me, I don't know. I don't know. If I had a chance to do it again, I don't know. But I did it, and I own up to it. There was a lady yesterday. Oh, my God. She said she turned into an alien after taking I wanted to pull it up. I'm going to paraphrase it. So I'm listening to the radio, and this lady was complaining. I think she took the same one I took. The Pfizer. She says after a week she took the Pfizer, she looks like an alien. She got big bumps on her face and her face distorted. Her ears were all green. She says, this is the I will pull it up. She says, I look like an alien after I took this. Now, there are people who have allergic reactions. You know what I'm saying? I'm just glad that she didn't walk around Laverne's neighborhood. Because she would be on the phone. I told you they were real. Told you.
Yeah, and I got two.
I know. I knew it. I don't know, Laverne. She just had an allergic reaction. Uh-uh, baby. They've been here for a long time. I got one.
Ma'am, what planet are you from?
Yeah, exactly. You know Brian. I know. Say hello to Brian's parents. Oh, I love to play with Laverne. She goes, Melissa, here's the picture. I'm shooting it right there. That's Alien Girl.
Jillian was watching YouTube videos about people that have sex with alien dildos.
Alien tentacles,
and they get these either jelly eggs implanted into them.
They shoot out of the alien tentacle dildo.
So they can try to become pregnant. It's on YouTube.
But, you know, my question, I'm going to play
You're
it.
You're bored, Jillian.
The question is,
she's so
why
bored.
Would an alien, my question is, I can see an alien come here to our planet, and the first thing they do is go to an adult bookstore. I'll take the dildo over, I don't know.
It was like a tentacle. It was like 6 feet long.
It says sex
and
with an alien.
And it shoots out an egg.
Sex, yeah. Right, sex with a Jillian.
She's bored.
Is she still watching? Is she still watching White Boy or no? She's bored with it.
Jillian, did you finish White Boy or not?
Yes.
Well, what's the review? Because I haven't really. I like to hear the review.
What's your review on it? It was corruption.
Mm-hmm. Corruption.
You liked it? Corruption. Would you recommend that to anybody to watch?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was a true story.
She also recommends
right.
Don't fuck with cats.
Is that another porn
it's
thing?
Not what sounds like.
No, it's on where? Netflix.
Oh, okay. My new alien dildo is amazing. I guess the aliens
See?
Gave him a sex review.
Did he find it?
Yes, he found them.
Well, inside the Tokyo dildo bar, alien sex eggs and monster fantasies. I don't know. I'm trying to find it. I'm just hitting.
What would you put in for a title?
Well, Vice made it. So put in Vice Alien Dildo.
Vice Alien Dildo. VICE.
Jillian,
you have too much time on your hands.
Jillian. Vice.
My kid's a weirdo. Shit.
Well, it looks like this is a show. It's supposed to be egg laying splorch by. I make dildos for a living. It's the same thing. Alien breeder. Are you sure it's not a type of dildo, Jillian? Because they're calling it an alien breeder.
No, they
breeder,
really believe they're doing this.
Yes, they're weirdos.
They really do. I'm trying to... Let's see if the... Wait a minute. Vice.
Crazy.
20 things.
I told him it was an alien strap-on that was...
Let me see what this...
6 feet long.
What did Jillian say? What did she say?
She said that they had a strap-on alien dildo that was about 20 feet long and as skinny as a piece of pasta.
Oh, God.
Wow.
This is what she does when her kids go to sleep at night.
Well, people need a hobby.
That's me.
I can't find it.
Oh,
I can't
my
really
God.
I really can't find it. I can't find it. They are talking about
I'll
alien
send you
breeders.
The link.
Okay, send me the link. They're talking about the toys that they call alien.
You send it
vice
to me,
dildo.
Jillian.
Oh, I just came up with it.
And then she was watching about bears and twinks and pandas.
They're,
you guys don't even know.
They have a thing called egg-laying alien sex toy, but it's not a...
Maybe that's it.
I don't know. It's only a minute.
Somebody
recorded
it longer than
TV.
That.
Yeah. Oh, my God. It's a Primal Hardware Unboxing Phantom. This dildo looks like it's about 20 feet long. Why would anybody?
Oh,
how could anybody do that? How come? No,
I don't know.
I mean, this really.
I wasn't watching it when she'd show it to me. I wasn't really interested in it. Not at all.
She wants to like, turn her head back and forth, sneaking around a little bit, bushy.
What?
Oh, all right. Well, I'm gonna have to wait for the link because I can't find it because I'm very curious.
Jillian
about
likes shock
that.
Value stuff. She likes shock
she
values, but I think that's
Well, that's good. It's out there.
Yeah.
It's out there.
It is.
Until then, we're going to talk about. I don't know how Jillian feels about
let's
transgender.
Let's go into the transgender. Oh,
well,
Jillian's very opinionated about that.
Okay. Well, we're going to talk
and
to a
psychiatrist.
She's
at the age where a lot of people her age have. Transition. She knows a lot of people from school.
Okay, so she's going to love this subject and my commentary. Hold on, everybody. 111, you're live on the air with Brian Hammer Jackson and the Morning Crew. 111, you're live on the air.
No.
You're live on the air. Well, you know what happens when you don't talk within 2 seconds? You get kicked off the air. And if you keep coming into the room, I'm going to it's called the Joker. It's called the Joker. We don't call him Cole anymore. That name is banned from the studio. He is now the Joker. That's who it's called. The Joker is in the studio. We won't even say that C word anymore.
The C word is a bad word, huh?
See, it's the Joker. It's the Joker. All right, let's go on with the show. That's the Joker. Here we go. We're going to start off. We're going to start this off like, hey, Jesse, how do you feel about transgender? You know what a transgender is, and what is your take on a transgender since you're a guest?
Well, you're talking about somebody that goes from being a woman to a man or a man to a woman? Or being born that way?
Yeah. What do you feel?
I have no problem with it. It's these two alone because I'm bisexual. Don't bother me.
What?
I'm serious. I'm bisexual and it don't bother me. It's each to their own. I'm being real.
What?
Why do I talk to Jesse?
What?
Okay. You are an alien, Jesse.
You're bisexual?
You are the alien.
Jesse,
when did you turn?
What?
Jesus.
I've been bisexual for a long time.
You are not
when
bisexual.
When did that start for you?
I am. Honestly, I am. For real. For real.
Really? When did you discover that you're bisexual?
When did I discover that I was bisexual? It all started back then.
No, how long have you been bisexual? Not that you said
it. That's what I was going to say. It's
when I found out when I was bisexual when I was like 16 years old.
Okay.
Really?
Okay.
Yeah.
Really?
When you was interested in both sex?
Mm-hmm. This is why this little thing about taking...
My whole family basically here is bisexual, my family.
What?
Your whole family's bisexual? You got bisexual? What?
The kids, too?
My kids are, too, yeah.
You're Melissa.
The kids.
You're Melissa.
The kids are all bisexual, too, Jill. His kids.
My father.
Nice.
My daughter, my 16-year-old daughter is bisexual. She's already been down that road, dated a girl in school. Several
okay.
times. My
wait a minute. Hold on. Wait a minute. Hanging. Okay. Wait. How old is your daughter? 16. I didn't know you had a 16-year-old daughter.
Yeah, Shannon.
What?
Follow the reality show, Brian.
No, I thought
you,
Shannon was
yeah,
his wife.
You're behind
isn't
that, Brian.
Isn't no, Sharon is. Wait, is Sharon's your wife, right?
Sharon's my wife. Shannon's my daughter. She's our 16.
Oh, my God, so close.
We got a 13-year-old and we got 11.5-year-old.
Okay.
She was on camera last night eating. She
was
put
that
something
her?
In
I thought that was, I thought that was Sharon.
That was the wife.
No.
That was Sharon,
the little
my
girl.
Wife.
That was Sharon.
My wife.
I saw the little girl put something in the trash. She looked about
that's
16.
Shannon.
Did she have
that's
glasses?
Shannon.
Yes. Yeah.
Yes, that's Shannon. Excuse me. Yes.
Wait, okay, so she dated, when you're saying dated, did they have sexual relations?
They held hands and hugged and kissed.
That's
oh,
not
okay.
being bisexual.
Okay.
That's not being bisexual. That's not being
she's
bisexual.
She's bisexual. She's like, she says she's not going to have a man. She's going to have a woman when she gets older.
I don't know, buddy.
My
13-year-old. You can
my
get,
13, my 13. My 13-year-old
yeah.
is even into women. My son, he says he's bisexual. I'm like, are you sure you know what you're talking about? Because you're still young. I've been there. I know. And my wife's bisexual.
Okay.
And this is no joke. This is
we're
real.
Gonna have
this
to,
is real.
We're gonna. Well, I know it's real, but see, sometimes kids, if you see, what I'm saying is that. I watch your show, and you're a great guy, and you're very open, and I like it that you're open, and you guys, I can see the time we're here, so I don't think we'd be able to get my subject I want to talk about, transgender, because it's going to be too late. And Cole keeps coming, I mean, the Joker keeps coming in. What do you want, Joker? You got 2 seconds, Joker. I know it's your line. Joker, you got 2 seconds, and then I'm going to ban this number, so you better talk so you don't get the number banned, and you know I'm not kidding. One. Two.
He's just using right, Google numbers.
Yeah, no, he's using this. He's a joker. We're not even going to say the name.
Yeah.
Jesse, what I'm trying to say is I know that you're open with your family, and I know you openly speak to your family and everything. And do you think the kids, and you mentioned that the kids are also bipolar, so do you think, do they actually know what a bisexual person is? It's, you know, because they may be a little young.
Yeah, so, or they want to be with a guy, their sex, and also a woman. And that's
okay.
what they told me.
I wonder, do they know? They know. Okay. Well, it's cool. Is you're saying your wife is bisexual? Has she had sexual relations with another woman while you're still married to you?
Yeah.
Okay. Has she seen you have sexual relationship with a man while she's still married to you?
Yeah.
Do you have a kind of an open marriage kind of thing where you can be? Why? What happened?
Well, because we decided to do things ourselves.
Yeah, but do you still have that urge to be with a man, and she still has that urge to be with a woman? Does that stop?
She takes care of me, and I take care of her.
I understand that. But if you're bisexual, you would still have that urge to be with the same sex, and unless she gets a strap on and puts on a fake beard and mustache and says, come on, I'm going
to
whip your ass. Huh? So she, oh, you know what? I had a friend like that. No. I had a friend like that, Jesse. She was wondering if her husband was gay, and this is all true, because he likes for her to strap on a dildo and give it to him in the back door. I said, he may be gay. And she goes, no, that's his lifestyle that he likes to do. That's not unheard of. So you don't go outside the marriage anymore. You use toys to get that feeling. Am I correct?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. But how does she get that feeling? Because if she wants to be with a woman, are you allowing her to be with a few close friends so that she can get that?
I'll dress up like a woman and talk like a woman, and I'll just, like, you know, do like the women do when they rub against each other. I'll put my penis between my leg, the back area, and I'll just start rubbing against her.
Oh, I see what you're doing. Hey, you're very creative. Can you give us a little of that dialogue about you as a woman and you're having sex with your wife? I'd like to hear how that's going. Give it to us, Jesse. Let me hear it.
What do you want to hear?
I want to hear you being a woman and you're having sexy talk to your. You said that sometimes you'll, for her to turn her on, you would be a woman and you walk like a woman, wear a dress like a woman. I like to hear Jesse as a woman. Let me hear the sexy talk.
She's dressed me up like a woman. She's dressed me up like a woman. She's called me Rebecca too.
Really? Do you talk like a woman?
Yeah, I do.
Let me hear the sexy talk. You might change me. I might come over there in my little black dress that I always have that might fit me. Let me hear it, Jesse. Don't you be shy on me now. This is your reality
show. Hello.
Huh?
Hello, Brian.
Oh, wait a minute. Say that. Oh, hello, Rebecca. Boy, you look sexy today.
You remember,
remember
last time you was talking to Amanda and you heard that female voice? You like,
yeah.
Who is that? And that was
yeah.
me.
Yeah. Wow, I had a hard on for days. Look at that. Look at you.
Mm-hmm.
You don't. Where's you know, where's Laverne? Laverne going, mm-hmm. So this is where the show's going, huh, baby? Get back to the alien deal,
I have had you guys on speaker. And Jillian is beside herself.
Huh? I can't hear you, Melissa. What?
You guys are, I've had the show on speaker, so Jill could hear it.
Right.
And her eyes were like saucers. And she didn't want
that,
her
Jesse?
Children to listen to it.
Oh, no. But, Jesse, you see? You should.
Yeah.
This should be your show. This should be your show, Jesse.
The whole world
you
already
do,
knows.
You should do Fridays. Every Friday you dress up in a dress. You be Rebecca. And I'm going to tell you,
mm-hmm.
you're going to get a lot more.
Mm-hmm.
You get the lipstick going on. And you get the
yep.
nice little pretty little outfit, and you should do it.
Exactly.
You should have your, and I think
see,
you
Rebecca's
should.
Rebecca's in the bedroom.
Really?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Does she ever put a finger up your pooper?
No.
Oh God.
Yeah, that happened to me once. It's not bad. It's not as gross
Jesse,
as
Jesse, what are you telling the truth?
He's
yeah,
not
telling
the
truth.
Truth. He's not telling
I'm telling the
truth.
Truth.
He's
I believe him. I believe him.
Do you believe him, Laverne?
Yes, because he would have no reason to lie to people that's really listening to him. What purpose would
I've
that serve?
I've heard it on my YouTube channel several times.
You're what?
Really? What's the... He's put it on his YouTube channel several times, talked about it. What's the reaction of people in the chat, you know? Okay.
Nobody's judging me. I'm not judging any any women that wants to be a guy or woman wants to be a man wants to be a woman or anybody's bisexual, gay, or lesbian. Because
huh.
I'm there.
You know
I know how it is. I support them all.
Right.
You know what's on my daughter? You want to know what's on my daughter's wall?
Uh-oh.
What?
The gay flag.
What?
Oh, okay.
Oh, the LGBT. Okay. Now, has your kids ever seen you walk around as Rebecca? Have they ever met Rebecca?
No. Like I said,
oh,
that's
oh
in
God,
the bedroom
please.
Between the bar.
Don't
okay.
even tell him about that. My God.
What?
Get him to, the kids
what?
Would be...
Well, the reason I even asked that, Melissa, is because if he's making a comment that my children are bisexual, then they had that talk. Because kids just don't come out with I'm bisexual unless there's some kind of education or talk or something.
Well,
that's cool.
When my daughter came out with it, when my 16-year-old daughter came out with it, my words were, "Are you sure? Are you sure you know what you're doing here? Are you sure that you're serious what you said you are?" And she said, "Yeah."
Mm-hmm.
I've already dated a couple of girls at school. We've held hands, we hugged, and we kissed.
Good.
Now, Jesse,
well, at least
would
you can't get pregnant, right?
Not right now.
Right now, I don't know. I'm with the alien dildos and eggs and testicles. I have no idea what this world has become. I'm just a visitor, and I'm going to really write my report this time. I'm going to have a heavy report to my people on the other planet. Laverne already broke her code.
Beep, boop, boop, beep, 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 beep.
She broke the code already. All right.
I do.
She goes, mm-hmm. Well, I'm going to stop this shit right now.
Let me say this much since we're on this topic. I've been with black guys, too.
I know. Yeah.
What was the difference? What was the difference? Tell us.
Bigger and longer and harder and last longer.
Woo.
I mean, we went all night long.
We didn't need
nonstop.
Wow.
Wow. What the heck have I been? Is there something in the water in West Virginia or what?
I don't know. I don't know.
No, what it is, y'all, is that it's been going on, you know, all the time, but more people now feel more safe to come out and talk about it,
yeah.
You know, and share it. But
yeah.
It's always been there. We just didn't know.
The down low, huh? The down low. Well, Jesse, would your wife get turned on if you bend me over and fucked me up the ass?
Oh my God!
I bet you she would. I bet you she is she.
Hey.
Oh, really, Melissa? We went with the alien dildo and the eggs and implant you and the big thing. But when I said something, oh my God, that's it. That's the line. I'm out of here. Come on, kids.
Jillian, you're okay. Jillian's traumatized.
I know she is.
She is.
Well, do we have to get to? We have to wait to the Jesse. Put that heart on down because I feel that you're getting excited right now, aren't you, Jesse? Are you getting excited right now?
Oh my.
No, not right now.
Oh, not right now. You will. Do you ever think about me, Jesse, after the end of the show and you hear my little voice and going, huh, you don't?
I don't think about family like that.
Does your wife think about me after the show and she pretends that you're Brian? Do you go blackface on her?
Right. She don't like you, remember. You gave her
She loves me.
You gave her migraine.
I gave her a migraine. I know how that feeling really is. All right, here we go. Let's get back
still,
to...
We're still going frog gigging, no matter what.
Yes, we... I don't know now. I know what kind of frog...
We need to go
frog gigging.
Put a frog up your butt.
Come on.
I know. You put that frog up my ass. Rip it. Go for it.
It'd be
going
good
frog
eating.
Hunting.
It'd be good eating.
Oh,
what?
Jesus. Oh, God. See, Melissa, you did it. You did this. You took us down that road.
It'd be
really
good. I
got a frozen frog
Brian.
Up my ass. All right. Well, you behave yourself. No,
hey,
Jesse,
it's no worse than them putting hamsters up your ass.
That's true. Well, we're going to go with here we go. We're going to talk about transgender. And, Jesse, all kidding aside, you got a great sense of humor. Congratulations that you are comfortable with your sexuality. It's no big deal, and it's really nice.
We're all are here in the house.
Yes.
Okay. And that's a pretty good thing, and have an open communication about your sexuality. Remind me to never go to West Virginia in my life. But I'm glad you came out.
Oh, you promised me a trip.
I'm going to hit you over the head with an alien dildo. Use my tentacles on you. All right.
You promised me a trip. You got to keep that promise.
I'll come to you,
one or other.
Ooh, Brian, don't threaten me with a good time. Look, Jill did this. Jill led us down the road.
Jill don't make disappear. Better watch out.
Okay.
That's my
Tom
job.
Tom Likas, everybody. We're, what? Like I said, it has something to do with transit. It's only 5 minutes. Here's what I'm saying. If you really about the hypocrisy of life and the programming of life, we're programmed to like this, we're programmed to like this. Why is it acceptable for a straight girl to go, I'm always curious? I mean, every straight girl that I knew, that I know, will be, I'm curious, but I'm not gay. And why do they have this gene to be curious with another woman? And the majority of straight women do that. They want to take their feeling. I don't know. But the Bible tells us not to do.
I'm going to tell you one. I actually dated a lesbian a long time ago, and we was all over our laundry room one time. We was everywhere, you know, in this laundry room. And then she says, I'm going to go stay the weekend with my girlfriend. She says, if you want to come along, you can come along, but you got to sleep with her in her bed. So I did. I slept in her bed, and we woke up, me and her girlfriend woke up in the middle of the night and started fucking.
Well,
I fucked a lesbian.
Right. How do you know she was lesbian?
It felt good.
Was it after you fucked her? Did she
because
just say,
you know
what?
Because they ate each other's
pussy. Huh?
They ate each other's pussy.
They
what?
Did? Well, maybe there's no food in the house.
They could have been bad, too.
Huh?
I said they could have been bisexual too.
They could have been.
No, they both were lesbians. They both were lesbians, but I still got to sleep with her girlfriend after I slept with her.
Well, that's good. Well, maybe their strap on. I couldn't afford a strap on, so you were the strap on that night. Who knew?
That's right.
But you know what? Jesse, you brought up that subject, and I think the majority of lesbians have slept with men. I don't think it's their preference. But if they're really honest, one time or another, I think they have slept with men. You know, I really believe that. So good for you. Good for you.
There's some women blame their exes for turning them into lesbians because of the way they get treated and stuff.
I'm one of those men. Now, here we go.
You asshole.
Yes, I am. I've ruined more good women than you would ever believe in your life. Oh, God, the only women attracted to me are people who just hate men. They like to abuse me. I am their little canary in the mine. If I don't die of hatred, then I'm still good to go. Tom Likas, everybody.
One of my ex-wives told me I turned her into a lesbian.
Good job.
I'm like, how the hell do I do that? If I turned you into a lesbian, let me join in.
No, it doesn't work that way. Oh, unless you're Rebecca. Unless you're Rebecca.
True.
Give me one more Rebecca, and then I got to move on. Give me one more Rebecca. Come on, for the show.
Hello, Brian.
Oh, there you go, you little sex demon. Woo! I don't know what I'm going to do with myself here. Oh, yes, I do. Yank, 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 yank. Thank you, Rebecca. Here we go. Tom Likas, everybody. A caller calls him, and I hope we can get through this because there's some really good information, about, especially kids who come to a parent about I'm a transgender. There's some really good and. I hope I can get through all this. Tom Likas, everybody. And the reason I'm playing this show is because he had a tranny caller. And here we go. And we'll start off the thing. What I'm going to do is I'm going to mute everybody, come back in 5 minutes. So that means you can get some water, go to the bathroom, whatever, and you're not missing anything. And here we go. So hang in there, guys. Don't leave me.
It'll take longer than 5 minutes.
Huh? Wait a minute. What happened, Jesse? Wait a minute. What's that, Jesse?
Longer than 5 minutes.
No. You know what? Oh, boy. Don't I have enough problems, Jesse? Now I got to be thinking of you day and night. I'm going to go to Pornhub, and I'm going to see you. Hi, Brian. All right. Give me 5 minutes on this. Here we go. There we go. Mute. Okay. And Tom Likas, everybody, this is only 5 minutes. Here we go. He's talking about a tranny here, and we're going to start our lesbian series or our transgender series. Listen to this guy.
That is another source of contention, because I heard there's one personality who comes on your show who sounds like he comes from Compton or something. His name is Jaden, I think, or something
yeah,
like
from,
that.
Yeah, from Oakland. Jaden from
that,
Oakland.
Motherfucker.
Oh, there he is.
Basically, the blacks, they're of intellectually inferior development, and that's why I
really?
Can't stand
right,
them
I,
for long
yeah, I'm very excited to hear your proof. What is it?
See, blacks in Africa have never gone beyond their developmental standard. In the last 200 years, we've given them freedom.
Really? So would you include the American
nations.
President, Barack Obama? Would you include him in there?
He's half white anyway.
Well,
okay.
I would say that women have done far greater damage anyway.
And that's why Sophie wants to become a woman.
No, I don't want to inflict damage. I hate biological women anyway. So it's like
you hate biological women.
Here.
You only like surgically repaired women.
Actually, my own predilections are towards men anyway. But like, I don't even like most trannies. They're evil. They're vicious. They're horrible people. They act really, really callous. Am I allowed to speak there?
Of course.
I know, you're right. This bird here, this artist named Michael, basically, he obviously hasn't been out to a black neighborhood recently or to any sizable population of blacks, because he would know that they are still inferior, they still haven't elevated themselves from their primal level of development, and they still won't compete in a white society for any hope, except individually in the context of being raised in a white society. That's about the only context in which they can operate. But that's parasitism. They're abusing white thought to appear smarter than they really are. So, it's all self-evident. It's all self-evident. It doesn't need to lend itself to empirical observation per se.
So what scientific qualifications do you have, by the way, because I didn't understand?
That's not anyone's business, but I'm not here
meaning
to discuss
none.
That.
So you don't have any, then? You have none?
I'm here to discuss something different.
No,
shut
up, you freak. Shut up.
Where do you stand in this?
You have absolutely no scientific basis whatsoever for what you're saying. A lunatic sucking your dick in.
You're on the Tom Likas show with Sophie. Hello.
Yeah. Now his name's like the sofa tail. I'm on the phone with him. As Sophie mentioned Jane's name. Jane appear like Bloody Mary and your dick tucking makeup mirror. You got a question I can handle for you? Motherfucker confused asshole.
He even speaks like a retard. Who's there?
I was there when Shaggy always laughs at his own jokes before everybody gets a chance to answer. You go on top rail. I've been on top rail so many times I can't call it, but you need to let motherfucker talk before you laugh at yourself. And about this biochemistry, organic shit you're talking about organics and biometric system. Motherfucker, you ain't no scientist. You come up talking about my dad against my dad, Tom. I said on Be Funny that I fucked Bruce Jenner in the ass because he looked like that Daisy Fluent that I do out from behind. But
okay, these are a couple of morons talking, and the reason I even play that is because. I'm going to say something, and I did not call my morning crew morons. My morning crew are the smartest people in the world. The rest of you guys are morons. But what I'm trying to say is, where did we get programmed to hate? Children don't hate. Children don't hate at all. Now, there are certain situations where you annoy a kid, and like Oliver, and he'll smack a bitch. But we're programmed to hate. Where did we get that from? Where did we get that from? Hello, Oliver. Shout out to Oliver. Melissa. Melissa. All right. I'm just saying, and if Oliver doesn't like you, he will smack you. Am I correct? He'll smack you. Okay, we're not talking. But what I'm trying to say is, where do we get the program to hate? I mean, we're going to this, and you want to go with religious, the good book says this, but the good book teaches us to hate. They teach us to say what is good, what is bad. A person is different, and we must hate them. We don't know why we hate them, because they're different. I'm looking at the time right now, and the show is completely fucked up, because I really want to give you, here's a guy right here. I don't have enough time for it. This is from a transgender, but I do want to play the child, a kid, 3 years old, and what happens to a kid's mind when he comes to you and says he's a transgender. It's very educational. I don't have time to play a lot of stuff because I started late. Here we go. I hope this is the subject that I'm talking about. This is a pediatrician, and he's saying transgender is an ideology causing for child abuse. This is what he's saying. He's a pediatrician. And this is from, and again, this is from Fox News, by the way. So apparently this pediatrician appeared on Fox News, and he says transgender is an ideology of child abuse. Here we go.
She's the president of the American College of Pediatricians. She just wrote a piece in which she says, we're quoting now, transgender ideology has infiltrated my field and produced large-scale child abuse. Gritella says doctors are encouraging parents to have their kids change genders when there's no evidence these changes are safe or even helpful. Dr. Gritella joins us now. Doctor, thanks a lot for weighing in on this. One of the reasons I wanted to talk to you is this is a field, I'm not sure what it is, of social science or medicine that is changing so fast that it's hard to sort of know where we are exactly, and you're in the practice of providing medicine to kids, so I wanted to get your perspective on it. What are you seeing?
Thank you very much, Tucker. I'm glad to be here. I think it's important to say that everyone on both sides of this issue is concerned about finding loving and helpful solutions for all children.
Right.
Yeah. We at the American College of Pediatricians, and also I have many colleagues on the left, also insist that those solutions be rooted in reality. And transgender ideology is not. Sex is hardwired from before birth, and it cannot change. And that's why we've actually called this child abuse, because by feeding children and families these lies, children are having their normal psychological development interrupted. They're being put on the puberty blockers, which essentially castrates them chemically, followed by surgical mutilation later on. This is child abuse. It's not health care.
So as you know, you will be, if you haven't already, be accused of committing child abuse yourself and of being cruel and unloving and not caring for these kids, of imposing a medieval theology on modern children. How do you respond?
Right, but as you said at the beginning, this is about science. What is going on now with the puberty blockers followed by cross-sex hormones followed by surgeries has absolutely no track record whatsoever. The loving solution for children who are ages 3 to 10, they engage in magical thinking. They don't know the difference so easily between fantasy and reality. We need to nurture them through adolescence, through natural puberty. Our job as parents and physicians is to help children embrace their healthy bodies. And when this is done, once they get past puberty into late adolescence, as many as 95% will come to embrace their bodies and identify with their biological sex.
So since this is not just something we're debating as college students, but there are physicians involved who are prescribing drugs, what do we know about the effects of heavy-duty hormones, synthetic hormones given to little kids? Like long-term.
Right. Well, we don't have long-term studies, which is a major problem, which is why physicians should not be telling parents that this is settled science and that it is safe. We do know that when puberty blockers are used appropriately in other settings, that we have observed in adults, for example, they can be used to treat prostate cancer and some gynecologic issues in women, that there are there's evidence that you can impact memory and cognitive ability in a negative way. And as far as the cross-sex hormones, if you have a young child on puberty blockers who goes directly to cross-sex or sex change hormones, they become sterile. You're sterilizing children. They can't possibly, little children cannot possibly understand the risk of having a medication and then never being able to have children in the future.
So what's the young, I didn't know that. There's a lot I don't know about this. Again, this has all happened so fast. Mm. I don't think most people really know what's going on. But what's the youngest age at which kids are getting these kind of drugs?
The guidelines suggest that puberty blockers be given at ages 11 to 12, but I have reports from colleagues across the country, and you can also find them in various news reports, that children as young as 9 have been put on these puberty blockers. And what it does, it arrests normal development. Puberty is not a disease. You know, you're stopping them. It's not just a matter of sex characteristics. You're arresting brain.
There you go. Well, that's one thing. I'm going to open up the phones right now before my computer go dead and hear your thoughts. And there's a thought about children who decide that they want to change the same sex. I got more information on that. This is very interesting, and I personally don't believe that, my personal belief. I do believe that you're harming children, 3 to 4 or 3 to 10, who said they want a sex change. I don't believe in that.
That's just too young. That's too young.
Exactly.
Now, if they want sex change at an older age, like older age, or adult age, or whatever, I think, okay, that's fine. But not at a young age. That is abuse tool.
And any more thoughts on this, and we can move on. But this is very interesting to me. Here's a transgender talking. Thank you, Jesse, for that.
You're welcome. His son was going to play Hercules. His dad made him work out. Damn steroids all the time. Made him work out constantly. Was his dad sitting at? He's sitting in prison. That's abuse.
Right. And let me get Melissa and Laverne in here. Melissa, are you there? And Laverne, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
And you know that was a joke about Oliver smacking a bitch. I'm hoping you were laughing.
Oh, I didn't even hear it.
Oh, okay.
I didn't even hear it. He was having a fit and you're screaming.
I'm just
he was
saying
ready
that,
to smack a bitch.
I'm
earlier.
Just saying that we had a show about a week ago or 3 weeks ago regarding programming, how we program our children. If you have a basketball father, you train him to start playing. It's not uncommon for the kid to go into sports.
Oh, yeah.
Go on and you,
living vicariously through the kids, right?
Exactly. Or the parents will program the child to be this certain way. And where do we develop this hate? Because children do not hate. So the hatred, we are teaching our kids to hate. And they're listening to this learned behavior. This is why I played the Tom Likas thing about why do we hate? Now, I think the Joker, formerly known as Cole, is a homosexual. He's one of these homosexuals who hate himself because he is gay. So he kind of – that's why I think, Jesse, you're courageous by admitting the bisexuality. There are some people who self-loathe each other. But why do we have an emphasis on sex, though? Why is it so important for us to go in somebody's bedroom? And I keep thinking, why is it so important for somebody to come out and let me know they're gay?
Yeah.
I don't understand.
Okay.
I think it's
not the norm. Do you know what I'm saying? Kids feel like, and they want to be able to, tell their parents and hopefully be accepted,
I guess. Because it seemed like it's a personal thing, and it's, we're going to move along really quickly.
I still don't understand it, and I admit I don't understand it.
I don't either. Here's our main subject. I'll read it really quickly because I see our time. This is one of those things that if you want to come into the studio, we're going to go into podcast because I do think this is very important and it's very educational. I know if you've just tuned in the show that you heard a lot of us talking and having fun. We do have fun with our morning crew, but we do get on a subject.
Tell Mama we said hi.
Okay, and if you came in our show late, you missed Jesse setting up his balls. He was in the shower. And here we go here,
with
the main subject.
Jack,
the Jack Kemper Shower Show now.
Well, here's a story, our lead story. Psychiatry experts, scientifically, there is no such thing as a transgender. I'm going to read this really quickly, but we're going to go to another clip really soon. Scientifically, there is no such thing as a transgendered. Dr. Berger explained, it says that, therefore, anyone who actually truly believes that notion is by definition deluded and psychotic. Here we go. A prominent Toronto psychiatrist has severely criticized the assumptions underlying what has been dubbed by critics as the Canadian federal government's bathroom bill. Okay, they're going into the bathroom bill. I'm not going to go into this.
Yeah.
He issued a statement. And then he says, Dr. Joseph Berger has issued a statement saying that from a medical and scientific perspective, there is no such thing as a transgendered person. And that terms such as gender expression and gender identity used in the bill are at the very least ambiguous. It's a word. Look it up.
It is.
And are more an emotional appeal than a statement of scientific fact. That's what it is.
I agree.
He says,
it takes place in the mind.
That's right.
Right. You know what I'm saying?
That's right. We are all uncomfortable with our bodies when we're a child. It's just part of us developing as human beings. But here we go. Berger, who is a consulting psychiatrist in Toronto and whose list of credentials establish him as an expert in the field of mental illness, stated that people who identify themselves as transgendered are mentally ill. Mentally ill. Now, this guy's an expert in the field of mental illness. He knows mentally ill people.
You're going to get Angela to call in here and probably kill you.
Well, she could. But this, I'm stating a fact. This is from the – it says, and mentally ill or simply unhappy, and pointing out that hormonal treatment and surgery are not appropriate treatments for psychosis or unhappiness. Think about that for a minute. And I don't know many transgendered, but I guarantee you if you have one sitting in front of you, they are not happy people. They're not happy. I have never seen a really happy transgendered people. They look miserable, suicidal, but all, you know, we talk about the vaccine and some of the side effects. Can you imagine going under this, the steroids and the medication and whatever, they use this other thing for blocking your hormones and men losing your testosterone and blockers or chemical blockers in your system. You think the vaccination is giving you blood clot? Can you imagine this shit that's blocking your natural progression of a human being? It can. It must have other side effects than just a headache. It's not natural. If it was natural, we wouldn't have to have we wouldn't have to have steroids and hormones and chemical blockers and counsels and everything. No, it's not. It's not. And he says here, the doctor says, from a scientific perspective, let me clarify what transgendered actually means. This is what the good doctor says. I am speaking now about scientific perspective. That's what he's speaking of. He knows what he's talking about. He got letters after his name. He's a doctor. Doctor. That's how you say it in Long Island. Did you go to the doctor? Long Island. And not any political lobbying position that may be proposed by any group. He's just speaking for himself. Transgendered are people who claim that they really are or wish to be people of the sex opposite to which they were born or to which their chromosomal configuration attests. Sometimes some of the people have claimed that they're a woman trapped in a man's body. Jesse, speak up. Right. Or a man trapped in a woman's body. I was trapped in a woman's body once, and she had to open her legs and release me. sometimes. Oh, God. Woo, fly, little birdie, fly. The medical treatment of delusion, psychosis, or emotional happiness is not surgery. That's what the doctor says. On the other hand, the doctor said if these people were asked to clarify exactly what they believe, that is to say, do they truly believe whichever of those above positions applies to them? And they'll say no. Then they know that such a position is not true, but that they feel it. Then what we are talking about scientifically is just unhappiness, and that unhappiness is being accompanied by a wish that leads some people into taking hormones that, in other words, change their sex. They call it cosmetic surgery. There you go. He will explain that cosmetic surgery will not change the chromosomes of a human being and that it will not make a man become a woman capable of misdirating. It's a word, misdirating. It's a word.
What does
misdirating mean? Well.
Yes, in a term of your definition.
I'll put it in a term. Get the fuck off me, I'm misdirating. That's a sentence.
Ministrating.
That's the word, ministrating.
Okay.
What ministrating means with the menstruation period and the incubation period is where a woman is susceptible to pregnancy. That's when she's the most fertile. Yes, it is. It is when you're fertile with the menstruation. I'm the doctor.
She's telling you wrong. She's telling you now. She's arguing with you now.
I know, but I am the doctor. And then she bloats up, and there's this blood leakage between the legs. Menstruation.
You may be the doctor in bed, but not in person now. He took over.
Dr. Hammer. But that's a woman will biologically, every 25 days that she clears her system out of all the toxins from her body and the blood. I said toxins. What do you mean it's not toxin? It is toxins. Who invited that person into this speech? What do you mean I shouldn't speak what I don't know? I know what I speak. Yes, I do. Next week is how to stay happy in a marriage. So you're menstruating, you're ovulating, you know, that like Ovaltine. You're ovulating.
Ovulating.
And they call it Ovaltine. And having you know, this is a part right here. Are you shooting me? I'm on the air right now. You just came up with a gun and you're gonna shoot me. You can't shoot me on the air. How dare you? Oh, she says she's shooting herself. So anyway, going back to the story, he explains that cosmetic surgery will not change the chromosomes of a human being and that it will not make a man become a woman and capable of menstruating. Right, Laverne? Menstruating. Menstruating.
Correct.
Okay.
Menstruating. You're right. You're correct.
Okay. Ovulating and having children, nor will it make a woman into a man capable of generating sperm that can unite with an egg or ovum. Ovum is a word. Look it up. Ovum. It's like I'm ovin this story. From a woman and fertilize that egg to produce a human child. So this is the argument that Melissa has, and it's a valid argument. So no matter what you think who you are and you want to change yourself, and no matter what surgery you're going to have, you're not going to be a woman. It's impossible for you to be a woman. You cannot menstruate. You won't have ovaries. You will not bear children. And it's not fair for women because women go through that pain and they earn that pain. And so, I mean, if a guy just want to transition into a woman and just take the good part of the woman, like, look at me, I could buy dresses and I look pretty. Don't I look pretty in pink and lolly-da-dee-da? You can't just take the good part. Being a true woman, what makes a woman is that she's able to Laverne, ministrate. Have a period.
And have kids.
And have kids. And men, let me tell you how you're insulting these women. You're insulting these women. Women go through a certain thing called menopause. And they get fat flashes, and they get this, and their body chemistry. And you'll never go through that, and you're going to say you're a woman? Most women will be insulted by that.
My wife's not been through that yet.
Well, what I'm trying to say is, the psychology of a person, of a man transitioning to a woman, and he says, I am now a woman. You're not a woman. I mean, you want to, we went through the operation of slicing your dick in half and turning it into a pussy. We went through that. That's just cosmetic surgery, dude. We got women in Hollywood who get new breasts and new ass and everything. Doesn't make them better than who they are. This is all cosmetic. This is what the doctor is saying. Right. It says, just because you're unhappy, basically what the doctor is saying, just because you're unhappy with who you are, having surgery and steroids and all this other nonsense is not going to make you a happier person. And that's right, because every time I see transgenders, I talk to transgenders, and I look at transgender, they're not happy people. Gay people are not gay. Gay used to be happy. They're not gay. Gay people are kind of grumpy, but they're happy in their place because when they decorate and they have flowers, you put a gay person into a flower place and they decorate shit, they're very happy people. Other than that, they're miserable bitches.
But they're hard to meet with, too, when you have a mate.
Right. Gay people have problems.
I tell them
and they're miserable bitches. Right. And so I'm getting into more of a story here. What time is it? God, I got 15 minutes. Talk about a miserable bitch. Cole, get out of my studio. Why are you coming back, you miserable bitch?
Let him listen.
You know, 10 fucking, 10 years, 10 years.
What's
years
that,
and you sweep me in with.
10 okay.
Fucking
okay.
Years.
Wait a minute, hold on, Cole. I'm gonna give you wait a minute. Hold on, Cole. I'm not gonna ask you out because Laverne has spoken. She's speaking for you, and let me hear Laverne. Laverne?
No, I was saying let him listen. He don't have to participate in the conversation, but he can't give him the option to listen.
Well, you have somebody from
without
the morning.
Throwing him out.
You have somebody from the morning crew who is vouching for you, Cole. What say you, Cole? 30 seconds. You're on the clock. I mean, cock. The clock. Go.
All I got to say, thank you, Laverne. That was nice. I've always liked you. I just, you know, 10 years and you're ready to sweep me under the carpet like a piece of shit. I just don't really get it, you know. I guess my behavior is that fucking bad, and you just had that much enough of me. Then that's fine, man. Tell me to fuck off and hang up on me again.
I've been saying that all week.
Fucking...
Oh, don't cry.
Cole, can I say something?
All
can I say
right.
Something to Cole?
Yes.
Yeah, Laverne,
can I say something?
Right, Brian? I can't.
Cole, it's not that he's ready to sweep you under the rug for 10 years. He just, you know, it's not just him. But the listeners and the morning crew, you know, when it's disruptive, you know, when you have a subject going and someone comes in and be disruptive or even in there already and being disrupted, it takes the show to a whole different level. And, you know, there is not.
Oh, so Stanley,
you know,
Stanley doesn't disrupt the show with all his, well, I can come up with hours and hours of fucking audio.
We're not talking about Stanley right now. We're talking about you. You know, if we were talking about Stanley, we'd be talking to Stanley. But we're talking about you right now. Or I am. I'm talking about you.
Bring it. Come on, sister. Bring it.
So
tell him.
No, but that's all I'm saying. You know, you when someone comes in and takes your show to a whole different level, it's, you know, it's not appreciated, you know.
Yeah, I understand.
And we're to
you know,
we're the morning crew. We're the morning crew. We're supposed to be professional on this platform. And when you come in, be disruptive like that, you're not showing your professionalism. You're not showing that you're professional with this morning crew. That's why you got, that's why everything's going on the way it is. You got to be professional. Seriously. It's like I was having echo problems. Melissa told me I had to be professional because I needed to fix my speaker. Well, I did, so we all can hear each other. If you're not professional on this platform, you don't deserve to be here. If you've been disruptive and been disrespectful and rude, you don't need to be here. Unless Brian says otherwise.
Well, it is a two-way street, and I guess that's Jesse. I don't know who's speaking to me right now.
Yes,
but,
you are.
Yeah.
I don't
well,
know
Jesse,
the whole details, but whatever it was, it must have been unprofessional because we're all professional crew members here.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know about that, you know, because I'm not gonna drop names, but there's been a bunch of people on the show that have run worse, as wild as me or worse, and there's no repercussions for them, you know. So, you know, I can't even remember, like, the last – Brian's pissed off because he thinks I gave him a big FU because I was supposed to do his interview, which I basically had to wrestle away from Joe because you were going to have Joe do it or his new friend. I don't even know if she's still in the
picture.
Well,
that I'm not talking about. That's between you and Brian. Okay, I'm not going to get involved with
that. That's fine. So no, I'm just pointing out. Well, you're coming on the tail end of this and saying
the
we'll be a good
is,
little boy and everything.
The topic is today is about transgenders and lesbians, gays, and bisexuals. What's your thoughts about that? This is my question. I'm asking you. What's your thoughts about today's topic?
Everybody's free to do what they want to do in the privacy of their own bedroom, and everybody might want respect or command respect, but they're not going to get it in today's fucked up world. What's my take? You want to be a little more specific? I don't really care what people's sexuality is or what they believe. You know, I respect
okay.
everybody
I,
what they want
I,
to do.
I understand. I'm gonna give you some breaking. Wait, I understand. I'm gonna let you stay there, Cole. Listen, thank you, Jesse. Thank you for that. But Cole, I'm gonna let you stay there because, about a month ago, you know, Laverne will say something, and I'll say, "Huh," but it seems I go, "I haven't heard this or something," and I will listen to her as one of those, "Huh." But I don't dismiss it anymore because she taught me a lesson because she said something and I go, it came true. So I'll go, huh. Well, here's another thing that makes me go, huh. And guess what? Cole said it, and that's one reason why he's here right now. You said it, Laverne. Here's the news. Wednesday, April 14, 2021. Are you ready for this? And this blew my fucking mind. Because sometimes I think you guys' theories are a little bit far. And I go, okay. You're not going to believe this headline, just what happened. It's going to blow your mind.
It's
coming from a good source. You ready? Are you guys ready for this? Because it's going to blow your mind.
Yep.
Let me get the news swipe because it deserves that. Here we go. Just in. You're not going to believe this. Wednesday, April 14, 2021. Headline. 60 Minutes reveals Pentagon has developed a microchip to detect COVID, track health.
Mm-hmm.
You guys were talking about a microchip. Remember? I did not see this coming at all because I know there was rumors like, okay, you know, we laughed it off. Well, some people were thinking that you get COVID vaccine, but there's a little chip in there where there's room. You know what I mean? You guys, people were talking about this.
Mm-hmm.
It just came in just now. Okay, here it is. The time is, if you want to come into the studio, you have to come in now, and this is the number. If you want to hear this, this is really interesting. The Pentagon, the number is 319-527-6099. That's the number to get in the studio. You can hear it live, or you can, in 20 minutes, you have to wait to the podcast. Let me read this again. Here's the headline. 60 Minutes, you know the TV show 60 Minutes.
Mm-hmm.
They revealed that the Pentagon, has developed a microchip to detect COVID from the trail.
So what are they going to do? Put it in their bodies?
I don't know. It goes a little further. It says the microchip is like a check engine light. That's what the developer said. With
right.
the capability to emit a light glow. That's what they're saying. Here's a microchip right here. It says here, it's in Arlington, Virginia, if anybody knows where that is. It's a beautiful
mm-hmm.
place. The Pentagon scientists have developed a gel.
I can't stand that state. Anyway, sorry, I had to interject that.
Oh, okay. The Pentagon scientists have developed a gel-style tissue-like microchip to be inserted underneath the skin.
Mm-hmm. Fuck that. Excuse my language, but fuck that.
You guys saw this coming. You saw
this
coming.
Everybody's
and
been saying the microchips are coming. Microchips are coming. They're going to put them in our body. They're going to find out everything that we do. They're going to keep a track on our bank accounts, where we go, what we do. The government is going to control us American people.
And remember,
I will fight for my rights.
Remember in the book of Revelations, it said that there will be a chip put in, and it's on your forehead or in your, I think on your hand. And they called that the mark of the beast. And you look, and they said in the Bible, it said you won't be able to trade without it. You won't be able to travel without it. You won't be able to buy goods without it. And that's the same thing as what the COVID doing. You know, they if you don't have that shot, they're saying that you can't go to school. You can't travel.
Right.
You know, it's gonna get more. What word am I using?
Not
so much out of hand. We think it's out of hand, but I'm saying that you will not be able to do anything without it.
Well, I'll read it really quickly because of time. You're spot on, Laverne.
Ladies and gentlemen,
we
got 6 minutes to be going podcast. 6 minutes to be
That's
going
right.
podcast. Back to Brian
right.
Amber Jack Show.
That's right. And because of our lengthy discussion, and I came on late, we will continue the transgender discussion tomorrow, and we will hear more scientific proof that what this does to children and how they get into a different psychological state and what you should do. That will be continued tomorrow. It's very interesting, by the way. But right now we got 3 minutes, and this is breaking news, and it's really interesting, and we only have 3 minutes for this, and you're right, Jesse. So if you want to hear the story, we're going to finish this story up and take some remarks on it. The number is 319-527-6099, 319-527-6099. And then after this, in live broadcast, we tend to put coal to the stake and put the fire and light them on fire. So that's going to be great in podcast.
I'm looking forward to that, Brian.
I am. Get the gasoline, everybody. Woo-hoo. S'mores.
Damn, yeah, sound like Randy Orton put the bean on fire.
Light my cock on fire and run for the woods.
If y'all want to punish him, just
give him the chip. My cock is on fire. My cock is on fire. My cock is on fire.
Jesus. Yeah. Well,
should I do like this, Brian?
Should I take that sound bite, Laverne, and put
baby,
it on
my cock is on fire.
Oh, God. Cole and Jesse in the same room. My God.
Oh, hell no.
Okay. All right.
Come on,
and
on that note,
Jesse, really quickly, you got 2 minutes. I got to read that article because it's very interesting. It'll probably go on podcast. While we're still
before
live,
you do, real
people.
Quick, ladies and gentlemen, please stay tuned tomorrow for the Transgender Part 2 here on the Brian the Hammer Jackson Show,
thanks,
9 p.m. Pacific Time, 11 p.m. Eastern Time, live here on Blog Talk Radio on
thanks.
Brian the Hammer Jackson Radio Show.
That's right.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Jesse, tell people really quickly, you got 1 minute, about the Mitchell family, when it's going to be appearing, when you go live, really quickly. Promote it.
Tonight. Actually, right now, I'm uploading a paranormal investigation video. Mm-hmm. We do paranormal investigations, mm-hmm. cookie shows, food reviews, challenges, prank, and mukbang. So tune in to the Mitchell Family Reality Show TV on YouTube. And join mm-hmm. the family. We would love to have you.
Mm-hmm. I was there yesterday. The morning crew was there, Miss Lee, Laverne and Melissa, supporting Jesse. I liked it. I enjoyed it. I had a great time. Don't miss it. Go on to YouTube, the Mitchell family, and you'll enjoy it. All right, here we go. Really quickly, we're going to go on podcast, but I'm going to really read this because Laverne saw this, and it came true. Cole mentioned something like this before. We laughed at him, but it looked like it's true. It looked like it's true. Here's what happens here. The revelation came as part of a CBS 60 Minutes report on April 11th, titled Military Programs Aiming to End the Pandemic Forever. Wow. They explain how, I'm just trying to read the good part, so I'm skimming over the blah, 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 blah. We are very willing to take chances with high-risk investment that may not work, but if they do, we can completely transform the landscape, meaning your DNA. The retired colonel shows CBS here's where I need it. Where's Melissa? She's my subdermal. I think that's the word. Subdermal. Look it up. A subdermal implant. A tissue-like gel engineered to continuously test your blood, which would monitor a person's health. Hepburn described it as a sensor which goes underneath your skin and reportedly provides advanced warnings of the onset of COVID-19. Don't you fucking believe it? That's bullshit. Because let me tell you something. The reason that's bullshit. You could take your temperature and you can tell if you have a little fever. That could be an on-site that maybe you have a cold or a flu or maybe COVID. You don't need this under your skin, and they're going to lie to you saying, well, it's a warning that you're going to get COVID. Meanwhile, Jesse is right. They're collecting all the data. They know where you are. And and who knows what else is going on in there as a program
you
with this
little.
They
could turn it off and even expire too.
Yeah. It says they're trying to explain it off like it's like a check engine light. Individuals who were alerted by the microchip signal would then have to take a blood test, the result of which would be available in 3 to 5 minutes. And where is this information going to? I mean, how stupid are you? Where is this information going to and controlling your body? The CBS interviewer scorned the idea that the microchip was a dreaded government microchip to track your every move, yet no further details were provided about how the gel would work or even alert individuals to the presence of the virus. Constant monitoring of the gel is clearly necessary, but neither CBS nor Hepburn elaborated at this point. Basically, you're a guinea pig and you're a walking AI.
That's all.
They're trying to tell you that we're going to put this chip in you, and it's going to alert you that you have COVID. They're going to convince you that it'll let you know, it'll censor it if you're going to get COVID. Meanwhile, that chip in your body is giving somebody information all about you, your medical records, your health, probably even listening to what you do, tracking you.
Tracking where you go, listen to you on your phone.
Everywhere.
All the government has to say, come and suck my dick because you're going to do what I say.
They'll know when you're having a headache. They'll know when a woman's
right.
on her cycle. They'll know when a man is ejaculating. And
whoa, 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 whoa. From the governor's mansion.
Don't know when a couple's are fucking in the bedroom.
Where did this come from? What?
And know when I'm ejaculating.
It'd be like, hey, Brian. It'd be like, oh, yeah, baby. Oh, yeah. Fuck, the government knows we're fucking. Shit, let's stop.
Right. Well, they would. They would.
Yeah.
No more satellites, Brian. No more satellites. They gonna watch it from
no
the satellite
kidding.
No more. They're gonna use that. Yeah, they're gonna use. They're
no
gonna
kidding.
Use that chip to find out what you're doing more than the satellite.
Right.
That's how they hooked up with the 5G towers.
They're gonna know
when Cole's in the bathroom.
You've been talking about
now.
that 5G, Cole. You've been talking about that 5G for a while.
Yeah.
Elon Musk is a piece of shit. He has a contract with the government putting up satellites. Did you see that one story that they've actually created an embryo that's part monkey and part human? I mean, what the fuck is this world? I could read it. Bob Firestone's handy, but we could read it tomorrow if you want. I don't know, maybe people aren't here. But have you guys ever gone to the hospital and given more blood than you could possibly, that they need? I got news for you. Rewind. What did you say, Brian? You said you have to give blood if there's a signal, and within 3 to 5 minutes you'll...
It monitors your... Go ahead. Yeah, something like that. Something like that. I got to read it again.
What I'm saying
go
is
ahead.
That I don't know if you ever... I've only been in the hospital once, but twice in the last 40 years, and I got sick, I don't know, like 13 years ago or something, and they took some blood, and the test that they were running, like, I know enough about how much blood you have to give. If you've ever given blood, they take more blood than they need. The reason they do that is because they have your blood, so that if they need it, sprinkle it on a crime scene at some point to put you on the dangle. That's what they do. If you think this government is not... The main thing about this whole thing that I just can't understand is, you really think that the world, that the government has ever cared about poor people, old people, kids?
No.
Like, cared about people in general?
No.
And now there's suddenly this rush on to suddenly vaccinate. I just think about vaccination, and all I could think about is two things. Sterilization. There's a great movie called Judgment at Nuremberg. And Montgomery Clift, one of my favorite actors, gives, like, I think the best 12-minute, like, scene. And it's on YouTube. It's a couple parts. I think it's part 11. Anyway, he's Jewish, and they come to his house, and they want to sterilize him. And every time I think about vaccinations, I think about two things. I think about sterilization in World War II and before that, and then the Tuskegee Airmen. Like, vaccinate, I feel like the term vaccinate to me is so harsh to my ears. It just makes me think of laboratory animals and minorities that they want, the government wants to run tests on. I mean, the Nazis did autopsies on people while they were alive. Mm-hmm. There's a movie called Autopsy. It's a really tough movie to watch. It's a German movie.
Check
it out.
You did bring something up that's interesting. And we're going back with the transgender thing. And by the way, this topic is not popular because I lost about 12 people on Twitter with this topic. Anywho, and when you think about transgender, think about sterilization, like Cole
was
said.
Wait, did you lose the 12 people because of your opinions?
The topic.
I think because we're kind of on the same page with some of that shit, you know?
They see the topic of transgender, and you know how social media is so politically correct, and they don't like anybody thinking out of the box of, like, oh, my God, he's talking bad about transgender. Let me get out of here. I'm a social media idiot. Forget that. But... you know, I didn't think about people who are transgender. You're being sterilized. Think about it.
Right.
The steroids and the chemicals that they put in your body for men, they're supposed to curb the erection and block the testosterone. You're basically, if your kid says, "I want to be a transgender and I want to go through the process," you'll never have children again. You're being basically sterilized.
Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, but see, that's why I don't think they really mind that, because they can always adopt.
Right.
Are you sure you know what you really want
or you're going through, what you're going to go through with this? Because it's going to change your life. Mm. There's no going back.
Well, look at the 11-year-old boy who was given a sex change
And now he's
right.
17 or 18, and he's like,
right.
"What? He doesn't talk to his parents anymore because they did all this bullshit about him being, you know, a woman trapped inside a boy's body, and they cut his dick off at 11. I think that all sex changes and all transgender type things should be, I think that parents should step up to the plate and say, look, you know, okay, that's fine. If my son wants to dress up in a pink tutu and take ballet lessons and shit and
right,
do, you know,
right.
and into that shit, then okay, I can only hold the reins on my child for so long. But I kind of think when it comes to operations and that kind of stuff, parents should just say, look, when
I
you're
agree
18,
with you.
When you're 18, you can cut your dick off.
Right,
put a fake
right,
pussy
that's mutilation.
In. But the bottom line is that if you're born with a penis, you'll always
right.
be a man. And Brian and I, and I don't, Jesse probably won't agree with this, but I don't believe, and in regards, I can't talk about women because I'm not a woman, but I don't believe in the term bisexual. I believe that
I don't either.
You're gay.
I don't.
Like, so you said, like Jesse, you said
I don't
you're bisexual.
Think, well,
which
here,
means,
wait,
and I'm not
let me
you,
explain because Jesse's bisexual.
You,
well,
you
let me explain. Let me explain my
I'll let you,
point.
I'll let you break
Brian
the ice first.
Everybody.
Ahead, hold on a minute. Hold on a minute. The host wants to explain something. Hold on a minute, okay?
Thank you.
Go ahead, Brian.
I don't think there should be a category for it. I don't think there should be a category for every frickin' thing, you know. The human being there is a curious human being. If you're not gay, I can ask Jesse. Jesse, you're not gay. You're a straight man. But you prefer...
Gay. I'm bisexual. I like both sex.
Right. Right, and I don't think there should be a category for that. There's not a section for that. There's a section, you know what I mean? It's more of a freak thing. It's more of a sexual thing. It's more of a private thing. I don't think you should be labeled bisexual or gender. What is the new thing, Jesse? Gender, non-gender, something like this.
Non-gender sexuality?
Yeah, that they don't even claim a sex. Now they came up with a new name. I forget.
Non-binary.
Laverne, you're right.
Binary.
You're right. Non-binary.
Yeah, they came up with that, what was it, a year ago or something? Non-binary? We have gone too far to legitimize crazy shit or preferences or freak shit. Not non-binary. Who in their right mind says, well, I don't identify as a woman, I don't identify as a man. Well, who you identify as? As a human being, but I don't identify. Okay, then let me touch your boobie. Since you don't identify yourself as a woman, then I'm not invading your life. Here you go, touch, feel. You're a woman. You don't have to identify yourself that. And here's the problem. If any non-binary person says to me, I don't identify with a sex, I go, well, that's on you, but I identify you as a woman, and I'm touching your tits. Whatever you think of yourself, I don't care. I see you as a woman. I'm identifying it.
But look, if they don't identify with nothing, then they can't be sexually harassed, then, can they?
Right. They can't object. Right.
This whole thing is so confusing to me, and very confusing.
Transvestite, transgender, cross-dresser, and we went too far to mean, what do you call it? Your body, help me out.
Mutilating.
Yeah, to a point where we're going to prove that we look at ourselves and we want to see that we're a woman. Come on, mutilation. Are we accepting this? Okay, look, if a girl walks up to me and says, hey, you know what, Brian, I'm gay. Okay. Hey, Brian, I'm gay. Or I'm butch. Okay. Brian, guess what? I don't like men. That's okay. Can I touch your tit? No, you can't. Okay, fine. Cool. I allow that. But do you really need to go to a doctor and take the steroids and slice open your vagina or slice open your penis and make it a vagina and make your penis? Come on. Who's saying this is normal?
You know what I've always found strange? Go ahead,
yeah.
Jesse. Go ahead.
No, please. Go ahead, Melissa.
I've always found it strange that lesbians use dildos or strap-ons on each other, but they supposedly don't like penis.
Isn't that irony?
I don't get it. I'm not putting him down. I just don't get it.
It's irony, isn't it? It's like I said, it all takes place in the mind.
You know,
the human body and the female organ. You know, it craves stimulation, and stimulation is part of what do you call it? I'm not going to say dick. What do you call it? Help me out. The medical term.
You
Melissa.
Just did. You just did.
You just did. You try to put the show up, and I bring it back down again.
mm-hmm.
You try to put it to a different level.
Mm-hmm.
The phallic symbol. I'm looking for the word phallic.
That's what I was looking.
Well, the human body craves a phallic symbol that hits a certain area. I mean, the tongue can only go so far. So I understand that. But just because when a woman experiments with her body when she's a teenager with cucumbers, potatoes, and carrots, and bananas.
I don't think women experiment with potatoes.
What are you talking about?
I know they use big cucumbers.
I went to carrots and I went right to potatoes.
Hey, we fell asleep. That's what he was trying to see, y'all.
Well, Laverne, I couldn't stop at
Did
carrots. I had to go right
here?
To the potatoes. I had to go to the
Did
potatoes.
I hear Cole here?
Yes, Melissa.
Is Cole back?
Cole's here.
Yes.
Okay. That's good.
Say hello, Cole.
Hello, Cole.
Hey, Melissa. How you doing?
How are you? I'm glad you're back.
Oh, thank
you. Are
you
going to behave yourself? No. But we all know.
I am.
No, it's all right. You are who you are, right?
Come on, Cole.
I'm
going to
try
the pressure on you.
We
know who you are, Cole. You don't have to work hard to be somebody else. We know who you are.
Yeah, just don't bother.
Just
don't
yourself,
even bother, Cole.
Just
be yourself, Cole. Don't do anything to impress anybody here because it's not going to get you far.
Oh, he won't. Don't worry. You don't know Cole. He won't.
But that's the problem, Jesse. If he be himself, then that's when he get kicked off.
That's on him. That's on him. It's not on us because we'll continue to do what we do best. And what the fuck just happened? Oh, you fuckers, you.
Cole is what just Cole. Just
hey, Brian.
Cole. Mm-hmm. But he really cares for us because, you know, and he cares for Brian because he keeps coming back, 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 back. You don't get rid of that guy.
Like my little friend, welcome back.
Let me defend Cole, which I was never going to do again. He loves the show. It's a platform where he can talk. And his friends are on the show, Melissa, Laverne, new one, Jesse. And it's a place where he can go and he can talk and not be judged. Is that right, Cole?
Yeah, I guess that's... Hey, Bob Firestone chiming in with something.
Bob Firestone.
Oh, Bob again? Okay, wait a minute. Okay, hold on. Let me give the news. Hold on, Jesse. Hold on. Bob Firestone. Let me give the thing. Hold on. This is Brian with the Brian and Hammer Junction Show. We got breaking news. Our ace reporter, our journalist, Bob Firestone, has a special report. Take it away, Bob.
Thank you, Brian. Bob Firestone reporting live for Brian the Hammer Jackson Show. This story is from India. A woman in Kolkata, India, made no attempts to stop her husband from taking his own life. Instead, she filmed his final moments. The 22-year-old woman has been identified as Neha Shukala. She married her late husband, 25-year-old Aman Shah, on December 11, 2020, following a five-year relationship. They had been married for just over 4 months when the death by suicide occurred. Following the wedding, both Shukula and Shah reportedly quit their jobs so that Shah could pursue his own business. In an interview with the Times Now News, Shah's sister, Barka Prasad, alleged that issues had cropped up recently in Shukula's and Shah's relationship. After taking a solo trip to Delhi, Shukula returned and immediately demanded a divorce from Shah, according to Times of India. When approached by the police for a motive for filming the suicide without intervening, Shkula claimed that she didn't believe her husband would follow through. She alleged that he'd made threats against his own life in the past and that she had assumed his latest was an empty one. When Starr's family arrived, after learning of his suicide, they noted Shkula's calm behavior. When they seized her phone and found the video of Starr's final moments, they contacted the police. Local police booked Shkula for abatement to suicide, according to the Times Now News. They seized her phone as well after noting inconsistencies to her story. An officer told the Times of India that we cannot rule out the possibility that she had some motive in recording this. Back to you. Back to you, Brian.
Thank you, Bob Firestone. That was Bob Firestone, our issue reporter, reporting to us from Calcutta, India, where some woman was messed up with her cuckoo. I hope she's better now. Thank you. Okay. Thank you. Bob Firestone.
Hey, Brian, I got something to say.
Uh-oh. Yes?
I saw a video on TikTok. This woman says when you're trying to have sex with your woman, you're trying to have sex with your man, he falls asleep on you, just go down to the local market, get you a banana, use it on yourself, and when you're done, just open it up and eat it. That's the best way to please yourself when your man, since your man wants to fall asleep on you.
Well, a couple of things.
This has
there.
Been a special report from Jesse the Jackhammer.
Wow.
And that has been our vegetable report for this week.
Jesse, is that, what about a baked potato, right? Brian brought a potato.
I don't know about the potatoes. Brian brought
the
potatoes up.
I
couldn't
oven.
Stop at the
what
carrot.
What about the baked potato, Brian?
The carrots.
I think
the
a
potatoes.
Cucumber is probably better, right? Right, ladies?
Hey. This has gone to a whole new level.
Are we putting
sure
a condom
Jesse,
on the banana?
Are you
going to
come on like once a week?
Oh.
I'm going to go live every other night, but I've got a video uploading
no.
right now.
No. Here. Are you going to come
on? I will come on every day if I can.
Oh, really?
Okay. Yeah, I'm going to come on every day if I can.
Right
this
from
is
the another tower. Special report and breaking news. Brian the Hammer Jackson Show has been canceled. Thank you and good night.
I'm going to come on the show from the shower.
There you go.
Oh, yes.
From the shower.
Using Dawn dish soap.
No,
you
no, no.
Really
Dawn,
washing
no,
the Dawn
no,
dish soap?
Dow.
On your
you
balls.
Didn't hear me.
Oh, Dow.
D-O-W.
It was Dow.
Okay.
Dow.
Thank God this isn't
Don't
a live video.
I know, right?
Hey, you know what? I think when the woman goes, check this out, Brian, guys. When the woman goes down, you know, and her husband's falling asleep and she's in the produce aisle, maybe she picks up a banana, cucumber. Make sure, ladies, that a banana is not, it has to be not overly ripe because no one wants a soft banana up there.
Nope.
But I think that they should
no
use a condom.
Brown bananas.
Because the cucumber or banana could have been pulsed with someone who's contaminated with COVID-19, which I don't think exists.
Well, there you go.
I also have been doing some research, and the virus isn't contagious. Viruses are created within our own systems, and this is all happening from acute radiation poisoning. Have you noticed?
You know,
I'm not doubting
anybody anymore. I mean, you guys mentioned something, and 3 months later, it's like, or a week later, it's true. So I'm not going to discard anything anymore. Who knows what's
Melissa,
going on here.
Melissa, did you hear? Did you hear Brian reporting on the chip? Is she gone again?
The Pentagon's chip report? Did you hear
She's
that?
Still here.
Were you there
She's
for
still
that?
Here. She could probably hear you.
Hey,
okay.
Brian,
yeah,
that's where I'm live. That's where I'm live from right now.
Where are you live from?
Oh, we're not live. We're in podcast. That's where I'm at right now.
Where are you?
There you go.
I'm in my Dodge Charger going down the road.
Are you real? You want a Dodge Charger? Does
yes,
it look
ma'am.
Like the Dukes of Hazzard one?
No, not yet.
Okay.
Well, Oh, Melissa, because Laverne was asking you, I don't know if you heard her, did you hear the report they were doing with the chip, the microchip?
I did. I did hear
Isn't that,
Isn't
that interesting? Isn't that interesting?
Yeah. All
it
of us got a cold, and he's very fussy today. So I've muted a lot.
Yeah, I hear you.
A lot.
We're going to look into that. We're going to look into that. I'm going to find that article again, Laverne. And again, we're going to do the part two because I think it's a very serious subject about the transgender. I happen to believe that transgender is not a thing. As much as I may offend someone, I got to stick with my belief. All right.
I think baby in the background has something to say to us.
I know.
The baby's disagreeing with you.
I know the baby. Oh. Baby O is going to say, you know what? I had enough of you. It's going to take me out, and it'll be, hey, welcome to Baby Oliver's show. Now we're going to talk intelligently. Everybody have a great day, and we'll see you guys tomorrow.
Are you
God
getting
willing.
Off already?
I thought I would never hear you say that sentence to me ever.
Hey.
Finally came.
Hey. I know. Everybody heard it. I'm going to take that sound bite. There you go, Laverne. I'm going to take that sound bite. Wow.
Ladies and gentlemen, remember, tomorrow morning at 9 p.m. Pacific time, 11 a.m. Eastern time, right here on the Brian the Hammer Jackson Show.
He's on at 7 a.m. Pacific time. I told you that last night. It's 10 p.m. Eastern. Okay, and you're Central, right? Are you Central? Or are you
I'm Eastern?
Jesse. Okay.
Well, Jesse,
so
where are you?
O'clock,
I thought you were
Jesse.
In Kansas.
I mean,
no,
West
you're
Virginia.
In Virginia.
You're in Virginia,
yeah,
baby.
You are. He's
West
Eastern.
Virginia.
He's Eastern. Yeah, he's in West Virginia.
He's in West
Eastern.
Virginia. Yeah.
So that's 10 o'clock a.m. your time. In
yep.
In
7 a.m. Pacific.
Uh-huh.
Okay, 7 a.m. Pacific.
Yes. And then you've got Central. What's Central?
That'd be, if it's 10 o'clock my time, it'd be 9 o'clock Central.
You got it.
There you go.
You got it.
There you go. By Jove, I think
you got
it. And for Cole, coming in the studio, you got the last word, Cole. You got 3 seconds. Go ahead. Take us out, Cole. Your last words. Go ahead.
Well, I was just looking at the newswire hearing that this Sanford Korean restaurant, San Francisco barbecue place, they had some dine and dash back-to-back nights. A group of four left the restaurant as their server went to get the bill, totaling around $150.
Damn.
And then the day before, three women came in and they dined and dashed on a $100 tab. I don't know. I mean, you know, you can't really ask for people's, you know, when you run a tab on a you know, bar tab, you give them their card, but how do you really, did you see that video? You guys should Google this one, where the like 10 white girls, teenage girls got caught in the Chinese restaurant. They were trying to dine and dash and they got trapped in the restaurant. You don't leave, but they're trying to push the door and shit, and him and his wife, they're holding the door, and there's like six of them trapped in there, and the other ones are trying to open the door. Well, it's kind of fucked up. I mean, with this pandemic, it's hard enough to keep your doors open with the business.
Well,
yeah, it is.
How do you combat dine and dash? I guess
the
crimes that we're having right now,
it sounds like the pandemic is over. They let the animals out. They let the insane people out. They're free to go out. They're opening up shit, and they're roaming the streets.
Okay.
They're roaming the streets.
No red
rant. Yeah, that's it. All right, don't forget to watch, go to YouTube and watch The Mitchell Family, starring Jesse, Sharon, Shannon, and other family members. And I want to thank the lovely Ebony Queen Laverne for coming in studio today. I want to thank the magnificent Melissa for coming in. Jesse the Jackhammer, thank you for coming in the studio today. And Cole, thank you for coming in the studio today.
From the shower.
And that vision. And I want to thank everybody supporting us and listening that you're not in the studio.
I'm
we'll be on tomorrow
back,
morning.
Cole. glad you're back.
Okay, thanks, Melissa.
You're welcome.
All right. We'll talk to you guys
today,
later.
Brian.
Bye.
Goodbye, everybody.
In the shower.
Bye.
Yeah.
No, hon.
Bye.
Tomorrow,
thank you.
Jesse trims his pubic hair in the shower. See you later. Don't miss that one.
Yep,
later.